Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. After 2 days of talks, the Trump-Xi summit has wrapped up in Beijing. Both sides claim progress, stabilizing U.S.-China relations, but differences remain. The status of Taiwan is a major sticking point. Still, President Trump says there are areas of agreement on Iran.
We've really done some wonderful things, I believe. We did discuss Iran. We feel very similar to Iran. We want that to end. We don't want them to have a nuclear weapon. We want the straits open. We're closing it now. They closed it, then we closed it on top of them. But we want the straits open.
Not too long ago, this would have been unthinkable. A CIA director paying a visit to Cuba, John Ratcliffe, has done just that.
The Cuban state media announced that high-level officials from the Cuban government had met with Ratcliffe, an extremely unusual visit by the head of the CIA to Cuba. The Cuban officials said that they had told the U.S. government that Cuba presented no kind of security threat to the United States whatsoever. Cuba is dealing with the consequences of U.S. sanctions and specifically a very, very serious energy crisis that right now has almost a virtual shutdown of the economy because of an absolute lack of fuel now almost, according to the latest reports.
The BBC's Luis Fajardo. The Supreme Court has granted women continued access to the abortion drug mifepristone at pharmacies or through the mail without an in-person visit to a doctor. The High Court is allowing it while a lawsuit plays out in the courts. A lower court ruling would require women to see a doctor in person while halting delivery of mifepristone through the mail. On Wall Street, stock futures in the red, the Dow futures down 371 points, NASDAQ futures off 493. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you want unlimited talk, text, and data on a super fast network, Big Wireless will sell it to you right now for as little as 70 bucks a month. Or you can buy it from Pure Talk for half of that. I'm talking about unlimited talk, text, and data for just $34.99 a month. But wait, there's more. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be switching to an American wireless company that's committed to keeping 100% of its customer service in this country. I appreciate that. In fact, that's why I switched. I also appreciate the way they support our vets and our skilled workforce. Dial #250, say micro, and get unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data for just $34.99 a month. That's #250, micro. Stop paying twice what you need to pay for the service you want and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Had an incident on the Beltway about 5:30. Very quickly cleared. It was on the outer loop after Paring Parkway and before Lockraven Boulevard. At one point, we were backed up, almost back to Harford Road. And already now that's been cleared. There may still be a trooper on the shoulder, but right now it's not a problem for the Beltway on the northeast side. The west side right now is clear. 795 down to Frederick Road, a good start at both the Harbor Tunnels. And the early ride looks good through Annapolis. We've had our first looks there. And right now, no problems at the Bay Bridge, at the Severn River Bridge, and all the lanes are open across I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a brighter day ahead of us, mostly sunny, little breezy and milder with temperatures in the low 70s, partly cloudy tonight with lows back in the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
50 degrees in White Marsh, 49 in Joppatown. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that gun violence in and around the mall in Columbia, including deadly shootings, prompted Howard County Police to announce plans for a satellite office inside the mall as part of a broader crime reduction strategy. More than a year after that announcement, the office has not yet opened, leaving some residents and shoppers watching and waiting for the promised safety measure. Police announced the satellite office in April last year, saying it was intended to combat crime and enhance community safety. At the time, police said the office office would open in the coming months. The office is expected to be located in a mall storefront near Nordstrom and across from Books a Million. Some shoppers said they support the idea and they want to see it move forward. And the closing argument order has been set for the upcoming Democratic debate for Baltimore County Executive following a random card draw held Thursday. Each candidate's name was placed on a card and shuffled before the draw. The closing argument order will be Izzy Patoka, Mansoor Shams, Nick Stewart, Pat Young, and Julian Jones. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 571, the pick 4, 4283. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Steinold Sports coming up next.
Are you sick of prices constantly rising, especially on some of your basic health essentials? You're not alone, and Rescue is doing something about it. This Memorial Month, Rescue Natural Supplements is featuring huge rollback prices on all their products, from cholesterol and metabolic support to their best-selling high-intensity omega-3s. What's more, you can actually stack your savings. When you buy two or more bottles, you'll get bonus bottles for free. Go to res-q.com and shop those deals. Stock up on your favorites or try something new that fits your health goals. Rescue products are meticulously crafted and rooted in belief that wellness should be personal, effective, and grounded in science. So what are you waiting for? Stack your savings with major rollback prices on top of Memorial Month deals site-wide. Shop today at res-q.com or call product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Now's the best time to put your health first and start feeling better. Go to res-q.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Hey, sports at 6:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the comfort guys, my guys. The NFL releasing its entire schedule last night. The Ravens fans can now start planning their road trips for the 2026 season. And it's going to start in week one with a trip to Indianapolis. First time the Ravens will open with the Colts. Baltimore will also get four primetime games this year. Two at home, two on the road. Their bye will come in week 13, and their final four games will come against division opponents, concluding with the Steelers at home in the week's final season. PGA Championship back in Araminic for the first time in 64 years, and a shaping up as a doozy with the biggest logjam in a major championship since 1969.
To get to 3 under.
Scotty Scheffler.
A seven-way tie, including the world's number one, at 3 under. The seven-way tie, the most since 9 players shared the lead in the 69 PGA Championship at the NCR Country Club in Dayton, Ohio. Coming up in 30 minutes, Birds trying to build momentum in D.C. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got 3 things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Friday free-for-all, May the 15th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at the city of Baltimore could pass the largest budget ever in their history, $5 billion. And yet there are folks like firefighters who are concerned they're not getting much of that. Baltimore crime continues to worsen, but this time it's in Baltimore County. Shootings and abductions and so on and so forth, things are getting worse. Time for a law and order county executive. And the president wrapping up his historic summit in China yesterday. And, yes, this is, of course, these are kind of tight turnarounds right now. The president does have to come back and continue to end the campaign, the Operation Epic Fury, or maybe even Sledgehammer, as it is being referenced, for the murderous mad mullahs of Iran who they're dragging their feet to get into the peace table. But you look at the president, I think it was much more in agreement with Xi Jinping than disagreement. We'll get to the disagreement here in just a second. But on the agreement, they agreed that Iran should never have a nuclear weapon. They agreed that the Strait of Hormuz should never be controlled by Iran. And they agreed that China... Of course, is pending a verification. China will not sell or loan or give in any way, shape, or form any military equipment to Iran.
The issue, and you've been asked about it, and you've spoken about it, and that is China's support of Iran. How big a discussion was that today?
We discussed it. When you say support, they're not fighting a war with us or anything.
No.
He said he's not going to give military equipment. That's a big statement. He said that today. That's a big statement. He said that strongly. But at the same time, he said, they buy a lot of their oil there, and they'd like to keep doing that. He'd like to see Hormuz Strait opened. I said, well, we didn't stop it. They did it, and then we stopped them. Sort of interesting. He joked. He said, they stopped it, then you stopped them. But they'd like to see it opened. But they actually closed it. He didn't like the fact that they're charging tolls. I don't know if they are or not. I don't know who would pay them. Where do they put the money? The country's decimated. They're charging tolls. Where's the money going?
And charging tolls and actually accidentally, we think, attacked a Chinese tanker in the Strait of Hormuz that obviously didn't sit well with Xi Jinping. The other issue is Taiwan, and it is being said on the White House readout that they raised the issue. The president, it wasn't included in the White House briefing post-China visit, anything about Taiwan, but Xi Jinping warning President Trump in the White House if they, again, interfered in Taiwan, meaning the U.S., or stood in the way of China and Taiwan, there could be, that could lead to a conflict. But Secretary of State Marco Rubio, in an interview with Sean Hannity, said, our position has not changed with Taiwan whatsoever.
Congress appropriates, and as Congress decides what to do with those topics, we will respond accordingly.
But nothing has changed in the way the U.S. views the relationship with Taiwan. It will defend Taiwan, as has been...
U.S. policy on the issue of Taiwan is unchanged as of today and as of the meeting that we had here today. It was raised. They always raise it on their side. We always make clear our position, and we move on to the other topics. We know where they stand, and I think they know where we stand.
All right, and that is something that has not changed whatsoever. According to Secretary of State Rubio, the president and Xi Jinping toasted a great friendship in Beijing. High-stakes trade talks. We'll get to some of the trade deals coming up in just a second, that Taiwan threat that we just mentioned. But it was interesting. Xi Jinping, two things he said in his speech and his toast at the state dinner yesterday. One is that the U.S., he believes the United States and China should be partners and not rivals. And they also made a reference to MAGA in the speech, saying that President Trump was making America great again. So he was kind of kissing up to President. And then we'll talk about his reference to Thucydides and the trap that declining powers have with rising powers. That coming up in just a second. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Speaking of traps, he's opening up his to give us the latest on traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
That's nice.
Junior, when I get home, I'm going to...
I'm going to give you one right across the trap.
That's right.
Or as Fred Sanford would say, well, two of these right across the lips.
That's right. This wasn't a fly trap.
No, not really, Mr. Casey, but there's no sense in being negative right on the first report.
That's right. Okay.
Baltimore County has a wreck inside the Beltway and before the city-county line, Liberty Road at Flannery Lane. A couple of vehicles were involved. There had been maybe some road blockage there as of 10 minutes ago. So, again, between the Beltway and Northern Parkway, keep an eye out for that. If you're traveling in the western part of the city, traffic light is malfunctioning. We don't have a report if it's on flash or completely out. heads up there, Pratt Street at Cary on the west side. The Northeast Beltway completely recovered. There was a big wreck at 5:30 on the outer loop after Paring Parkway. Definitely back to normal here now. All the lanes are open. JFX is clear. No delays. All clear right now. We'll take it. Very good shape southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And, of course, your Fox 45 weather authority forecast, mostly sunny, slight breeze today, mild with a high in the low 70s. And we'll get the rest of the weekend forecast coming up in just a second. But right now it is 53 downtown Baltimore, 52 in Owings Mills. Time for some one-liner news. Connie is the next novel in the Godfather series. It's the first written by a female author. The story is going to be told from a woman's perspective through the eyes of Connie Corleone.
Wow.
How about that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Apparently, a memorable line in the book is, "Leave the gun, take the Cosmo."
Okay? Yeah, take the Cosmo.
Recent interview with Oprah Winfrey, Sir Paul McCartney says he refuses to take pictures with fans. Just won't do it. So leave your cameras at home and your phones at home when Sir Paul is in the audience. You probably have a better chance of having a picture taken with John Lennon than you do with Paul
nice.
McCartney.
Yikes. That's nice.
Yeah.
Don't.
Madonna will perform at the halftime show during the opening game of the World Cup.
Oh, great.
Why?
Yeah, why?
I think Shakira's going to be there as well as a few others, but I think the real shocking news here is that most Americans had no idea there were halftimes during soccer matches.
Right.
U.S. Senate has voted unanimously to forego their paychecks during government shutdowns. Now they'll be forced to operate strictly on bribery and slush money.
Okay.
Offshore accounts.
Did you see the Honda Motors for the first time in 70 years is now posting a loss for the year based on poor demand for electric vehicles?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, again, I said Honda, not Hyundai.
Maybe. Did you see the electric vehicles in China they were making and they sell for $10,000?
Yeah. Is that, what is it, BD or something? BD? I can't remember the name of that.
Yeah, and they're beautiful.
Yeah. The question is, how well do they work over a period of time?
Exactly.
Doesn't matter.
I'd rather
take them out for a push.
Fred Flintstone's thing where he and Barney had the pedals and they could fly.
Yeah. Well, that's you don't even have to charge those. You just have to make sure that you're fully charged.
How about the courtesy of Fred's 2 feet?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'll take it.
For their first official music video for the new single In the Stars, Rolling Stones used digital de-aging software to make them look younger.
Oh, man.
Can I get some?
It's kind of amazing technology. It made Keith Richards look like he was 60 again. Talk about Jagger's Little Helper. Wow. Incredible stuff. Auditions for the next James Bond have officially begun. A dream gig for any actor in the new 007. It's the longest-running action star franchise in history. Do you know what the longest-running movie franchise is? Think Japanese monsters.
Oh, Mothra.
Godzilla.
I was just going to say Godzilla.
Right.
Mothra.
Here's a little from the Goldfinger soundtrack. See if you can identify who's playing the guitar in the soundtrack.
Goldfinger.
Who was it? What was your guess, Chuck?
Dwayne Eddy.
Dwayne Eddy, great guess. No, it's Jimmy Page.
Jimmy Page?
From his pre-Zeppelin studio work. He was a studio musician, and that's him playing the guitar.
That is new trivia to me. That would be a whole other fun topic.
The minor league Louisville Bats held a nothing night at the ballpark of the night. No music, no videos, no promotions.
Just
baseball is what it sounded like. The sounds of the ballpark. Chuck is planning on holding a know-nothing weekend.
That's every weekend.
That is every weekend indeed. And now the sounds of nature. I'll play you this sound and see if you can identify what it is.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Sounds like Harvey Weinstein.
Is it a large balloon releasing air? B, Eric Swalwell exhaling? Or C, a horse breaking wind?
I think that was a horse breaking wind. I know horses breaking wind.
I know you're an expert at this, Maggie. That's why.
I ran ninth at the Preakness last year. Horse breaking wind.
Breaking wind down. Down the street.
Things breaking from the one hole this weekend, I think. Yes, it was a horse. It was a 9 seconds. Apparently, the horse had real bad gas pains, and the trainer was rubbing its tummy. And
we got to keep walking him.
It's a good thing he was near the horse's head, and then not the rear.
Now I know why they kick you if you go. Well, I mean, it's probably for your benefit.
Exactly.
Cosmo Kramer had Rusty on the front of the wagon.
He gave a Beefarino.
Yeah,
Beefarino. Oh, Rusty.
Rusty. Can't breathe back here.
Central Park.
We'll get our Preakness picks coming up a little bit later on the show. So, all right, Chuck.
Tomorrow.
What's that?
Tomorrow's a Preakness.
Tomorrow is the 151st running of the Preakness at Laurel. First time ever.
Lovely Laurel.
Yeah. All right, we'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Vinny Steele is your home sold guaranteed realty. And Vinny's going to sell your home faster and actually averages, you know, for more, about 3% more money than the average agent and about 3% faster than the average agent. Your home is not going to sit on the market for months and, months and so on and so forth. It usually sells within days, sometimes same day. So here's what you do. Call Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515. And he'll come out, or one of his agents will come out. You guys will discuss, you know, the asking price that you want to get for the house and when you want to sell the home. And once you sign the contract, your home is sold, guaranteed. Because if it doesn't sell for that price in that time frame, then he buys it from you and pays you in the market price in cash. And that is a guarantee that he can make because of the 12,000 buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. And that, of course, is at VinnieSteele.com or call 410-709-7515.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Looking for smart financial insight? Tune into On the Money with Gil Kuda. Hear strategies, market insight, and investment guidance for today's investors. On the Money with Gil Kuda. Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:42, 22 minutes after the hour, Marty writes in, at the end of the earth, there will be only two things left alive. Cockroaches and Keith Richards. Guy still plays. Still sounds great. Great guitarist. Tell you, that's a tough one. All right, number here. Do you view China as a economic rival or a military threat? Which do you view China? Some would say both. Of course, one might play part and parcel to the other. But how would you classify China at this point? A military threat or more of an economic rival? And here's what we know. China is a brutal dictatorship. Don't make no mistake about it. They have killed more people, probably than the Third Reich, than the Nazi regime has done. But the president has to thread that needle. He's got to see if he can keep the peace. He certainly doesn't want to start another world war. And so that's why it's so important. We'll get into some of the things that were achieved as far as the trade issues coming up in just a second. 6:23, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, just kind of looking around. 95 in Harford County, no construction right now, Route 24. So that's good shape there all the way up towards the Tidings Bridge, 83. We're looking at it live here in the Hereford Zone, and that traffic coming south towards Hunt Valley, no delays. 795, 70, the traffic coming up from Anne Arundel County, I-97, with all the lanes clear. We're still very nice right now, good to go, under 5 minutes at both the Harbor Tunnels. We continue clear at the junction downtown at 95 Russell Street and 395. Baltimore County still out with the wreck. They're on Liberty Road inside the Beltway, about halfway between the Beltway and the city-county line at Flannery Lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, slight breeze today, mild. Highs will be in the low 70s, temps down to the low 50s tonight. Rest of the weekend, listen to this, Saturday, mostly sunny, low 80s. for the running of the Preakness at Laurel. Sunday, highs in the upper 80s. So summer arrives this week a little bit early. All right, we're talking what your thoughts are about the President's Historic Summit in China. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. And again, President Xi welcoming President Trump. Unprecedented pomp and circumstance. Pomp-filled ceremony. Obama, when he visited, had to come out of the backside of Air Force One and use the baby steps. But President Trump got the red carpet treatment every step of the way. This was a high-stakes, historic summit in Beijing, focused on trade, Iran, Taiwan, energy security, and stabilizing U.S.-China relations. Both leaders publicly praised the importance of this relationship, agreed that Iran must not obtain nukes, emphasized keeping the Strait of Hormuz open. Xi even offered to help facilitate stability in the region. Our president, of course, pushing for expanded U.S. market access, more Chinese purchases of American goods. It was reported that initially they had agreed to buy 500 Boeing jets, and now that was scaled back to 200. But wait for the official White House readout on that. He alleges to cooperate on fentanyl trafficking. President Trump invited Xi to visit the White House this coming September. The visit included major ceremonies and business delegations featuring top American CEOs. At the same time, tensions remain just bubbling underneath this diplomatic effort. The CHICOMs warned that Taiwan is the most important issue in U.S.-China relations and said mishandling it could lead to, quote, clashes and even conflicts, end of quote. Xi stressed that China and the U.S. should be partners rather than rivals. And President Trump repeatedly described the talks as great and predicted a fantastic future together. So, again, there was a couple of tense moments. One was the press corps was trying to get out and follow the president at one point, and the Chinese security officials wouldn't let him go. And so there was a little bit of a tense moment there, but eventually they did relent. Because they're not used to the press in China. There is no press, really. It's the state-run press, and of course, used to dealing with handling the press and the press pool. Peter Ducey was a little bit put out by it, but again, finally, cooler heads did prevail. Nothing major. I think that probably is about the only snafu that I saw in most of the coverage over the week. So, but again, China is a brutal dictatorship. As I said, the treatment of the Muslim Uyghurs, again, the child labor, there are many different things that they've done over the past. It is estimated that the based through the Cultural Revolution, the Maoist Revolution, the Great Leap Forward, all this other stuff, that nearly a quarter of a billion people have died as a result of all these revolutions and heavy authoritarian, control and rule from Mao all the way up now to Xi Jinping, who probably is going to be leader for life until he kicks the bucket. So again, they are a formidable foe, and it's something that they have they've got over a billion people. They've got a massive army. They're now rebuilding their navy. They're trying to challenge the U.S. dominance in the sea. And one thing that was interesting that was said and that I wanted to point out was it was Xi Jinping that brought it up, something called the Thucydides trap. And Thucydides was a Greek philosopher. And this was kind of coined by a Harvard professor. But basically the formula is every time a declining power meets a rising power, it usually ends in war. Usually. Now, there are times that it has not happened, probably 75 to 80% of the time when the declining power doesn't want to give up that power and the rising power seeks to take it, there usually is war or conflict. Xi Jinping is the one that brought that up. And it was interesting, President Trump's reaction to that, because when I first heard that, I said, ooh, that kind of was a stinger. But President Trump reacted by, they said, you know, under Joe Biden, United States was a declining power. So, you know, and President Trump's absolutely right about that. We were a declining power. China perceived us as a declining power. They treated Obama, just as if he was nothing when he went over to visit. And Biden was a joke to the Chi-coms. And now the reason why you see the red carpets and of course the friendly relations, there is mutual respect on the part of both President Trump and President Xi Jinping. And maybe we were a declining power into the Biden administration, but America is back. America is respected again. And these trade deals are going to happen. I think you're going to see investment here in the United States by China. And of course, vice versa over in China as well on the part of American companies. So I think all in all, we'll wait for the final readout to see what the trade deals are. But I think it was a very successful trip on the part of the president. He did what he had to do and saw it to get accomplished. All right, 6:30. It is time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie.
Good morning. Thanks. Fox 45 reports chance of our taxes, our budget rang outside Baltimore City Hall Thursday night as taxpayers called for relief and reform ahead of the city council's annual taxpayer night. Inside the council chambers, residents urged council members to reconsider spending priorities as the council considers the $5 billion plan. Homeless activist Christina Flowers asked for collaboration, saying, "I just want to work together and make a budget more favorable for this nonprofit." There are no more excuses for the council, teacher Adam Golden told council members. Earlier, Matthew Koster, who leads the city's firefighters union, questioned why the budget would leave fire crews with one less fire suppression unit each day. Koster said the reduction will save the city $2 million, but he criticized the move and raised safety concerns. And a man convicted of an armed robbery at a grocery store is back on the run, according to the U.S. Marshals Service. Tyrone Dale, 60, is wanted by federal and local law enforcement. Dale is wanted for a federal supervised release violation. A federal judge signed off on a warrant for his arrest back in July 2025. According to the U.S. Marshals Service, Dale's supervised release stems from a November 2009 armed robbery. And Baltimore County Police are investigating a homicide in Catonsville after a female victim was found dead Thursday afternoon, officials confirmed. On May 14th, around 2:52 p.m., officers responded to a reported shooting at the unit block of Hillside Road. Officers arrived on scene and located the woman deceased inside the residence from a gunshot wound, authorities reported. Police noted that while the investigation is ongoing, detectives believe there's no ongoing threat to the community. And a man was fatally shot by police in Southwest Baltimore on Thursday morning, officials confirmed. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Northbound on the VW Parkway, a little bit slow here now at 197. Most of this is the normal heavy traffic. They're looking at a broken down vehicle. It appears to be even abandoned here on the right shoulder, northbound at 197. But you'll have some brake lights if you're coming up from Powder Mill Road. The southbound traffic from Arundel Mills is still running okay. 95 to the Capitol Beltway is clear, and so far no major incidents on the Capitol Beltway. The normal heavy traffic around Route 29, and also some building traffic now on the Interloop working its way around to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a brighter day ahead of us, mostly sunny, little breezy and milder with temperatures in the low 70s, partly cloudy tonight with lows back in the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And sports at 635 is brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. Orioles in action tonight, trying to build on that series win over the Yanks. Open a three-game weekend set in D.C. The first pitch is at 6:45 against the Nats. The O's played at 7 in the rubber game against New York on Wednesday night, but manager Albernaz acknowledging it's been a rough go for the Birds at the bat.
And the guys are pitching us tough. And for us, that's not an excuse. You know, we have to, I think our approach has been great. We've been getting off our swings. We just haven't collectively had that big inning.
The six games prior to Wednesday night, Baltimore scoring three runs or less. Shane Boz takes the ball for the Birds tonight. Meanwhile, the Nats come in at 21-23 on the season, and they were in Cincinnati yesterday.
And Blade, high fly, right field. Weimer working his way back.
John Sadak with the call on the FanDuel Sports Network. All day for Blade is right. A pair of homers for JJ. Six runs driven in. The Reds crushed the Nationals 15-1 in Cincinnati. NFL releasing its full 272-game schedule last night. A couple notes on the Ravens schedule, which opens with a road trip to Indianapolis. Ravens will play 8 games at home this year, 9 on the road. Week 3 will be in Brazil against the Cowboys. That's a Sunday game at 4:25 p.m. Baltimore gets 4 primetime games in the final 4 games of the season, all against the AFC North. Season concludes at home against, you guessed it, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Stanley Cup playoffs last night. Vegas trying to put the Ducks to bed.
Anaheim attempting to keep it deep, broken up by William Karlsson. He springs a man, Mitch Marner, who's in, and he stuffs it home! Mitchell Marner!
Steve Mears had the call on TNT. Mitch Marner's goal, just 62 seconds into the game, set the tone, and the Golden Knights do indeed close out the Ducks. 5-1 the final, winning the series 4-2. The middle jewel of horse racing's Triple Crown set for tomorrow. Talking about the 151st running of the Preakness, of course, but not before Black-Eyed Susan Day today. Bracken Papa, Jumping the Gun, and My Miss Mo are the top 3 choices on Horse Racing Nation's morning line. And here's an interesting twist as the lead-up to the Preakness comes down the stretch. The top 2 finishing jockeys in the Derby, both of whom are slated to race on Saturday, have been tied to an illegal cockfighting ring in Puerto Rico. Jockey brothers Jose and Irod Ortiz are featured in multiple cockfighting event promotional posts on social media. In November of last year, a video also appeared to show the Ortiz brothers collecting betting money at a cockfighting club in Puerto Rico. The time now is 6:37 when we return dissecting the Ravens' schedule.
Gary Stein here. You know I live for the game, and I found my new favorite spot. It's the Game Room at Yorktown Social. A massive 100-inch screen, wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a professional podcast booth.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Great bar menu, craft beers, and cocktails. Then take it outside to their beautiful courtyard. It's 5 concepts, 1 destination, and one of the best sports bar experiences around, all at Yorktown Social. I highly recommend it. Check out their website, yorktownsocial.com.
So before we get to the Ravens, though, is cockfighting, like, acceptable in Puerto Rico? Because, you know, there are different customs in different places.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. Yeah. You know, we'd have to look it up. It's illegal here in most of the states in the United States. It is. Bullfighting is legal in Spain. It's an organized activity, sport, if you will. So maybe it is in Puerto Rico. We'll have to look it up. But
On to the Ravens schedule, more importantly. I mean, I like it. There's a couple of interesting things I think about it. I think the Ravens have a good chance to get off strong early. I mean, listen to this schedule. Other than the Cowboys, which I'm not sure even how good they are.
Yeah, no one knows yet.
You've got the Colts, Saints, Cowboys, Titans, Falcons, and Browns. The first 6 weeks
all
of the
winnable
season.
Games.
Absolutely,
all winnable games.
I mean, I think 5-1 would is definitely doable.
Yeah,
and then the schedule gets hard. Then you've got in a row, and forget about home road for just a minute. Bengals, Bills, Jaguars, Chargers, Panthers, Texans.
That's six tough games in a row.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Panthers made the playoffs last year.
Yes, they did.
So did the Jags. And then, of course, the four games at the end of the year.
The conference opponents.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, division opponents, rather. Exactly.
The only thing I don't really like about it is the bye in the 14-week. I think it's late. And I think late buys, I've never liked late buys. You need that. I like to see that bye somewhere between 9 and 11 weeks rather than the 14th
week. Four primetime games, two at home, two on the road. The two home games are back-to-back. It'll be a Thursday night against the Jags on the 5th of November, and then Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers come in on Monday night the 16th. So those are back-to-back games, and the other ones are at Cincinnati on New Year's Eve.
We have to wait till next year, till the Ravens will play the NFC East. Is that right?
Let's see. Next year, I believe that is correct.
John Harbaugh would... Come to Baltimore, or vice versa.
Anyway,
it's nice to play. So, what's your prediction on the overall record based on the schedule?
I always go 12-5.
12-5, right? That's a safe bet. Right.
And then we'll play it down from there.
All right, thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Paz writes in, I believe the greatest threat to our country is the growing Marxist movement that has hijacked the Democrat Party. This evil element and the media it controls hope that Trump fails because they hate him. The Iran conflict would be over by now if not for the rhetorical support Iran receives from these American Marxists. I happen to agree with you, Paz. I think China is a brutal threat, no doubt about it, but the enemy within is the one that we certainly have to keep an eye on. All right, speaking of which, we have escalating crime going on in the Baltimore County area. We have listen to these stories. A woman was found dead after a shooting in Catonsville yesterday afternoon on Hillside Road. The woman deceased inside the residence from a gunshot wound. Police are saying the investigation is ongoing. No other threat to the community. I do not believe it was self-inflicted, but we'll have to wait for more details there. A double shooting in Owings Mills. 16-year-old and 19-year-old hospitalized Thursday after a double shooting. This is on Simons Drive, 4800 block. The two male victims suffering from gunshot wounds, both taken to nearby hospitals for life-threatening injuries. And again, they're asking for tips at, 410-887-INFO, if you have any, or Metro Crime Stoppers, 1-866-756-2587. Again, that's another pair of shootings. And then there was this, a man accused of abducting a Cockeysville middle school student on her way to class was indicted Monday on kidnapping, assault, and sex offense charges. Court records show Oscar Argueta facing two felonies in Baltimore County Circuit Court, including a third-degree sex offense. He abducted, he was a rideshare driver, allegedly, and this 34-year-old picks up a 12-year-old student while walking to school. Why she got in the car with him is a mystery. He claimed to be a family friend, and he was said, oh, I'll take you to school. I'll drop you off at school. You don't have to walk. I'll take you. And then he tried to, he said some very disturbing things, and then touched her leg and stomach area and asked if she'd ever kissed somebody. And so, again, I don't know what his legal status is. We're trying to get that from the authorities. But just three disturbing stories. And then there's Towson Town Center. Yesterday, a press conference being held. Doug Jess, who is the head of the local FOP Lodge number 4, saying that Towson Town Center, the community needs to get involved at crime, ongoing crime issues there.
We need community engagement and community buy-in with us for accountability for the juvenile crime and the other crimes that are occurring here.
And he's saying that the FOP and Baltimore County Police Department need the community's help in identifying, you know, suspects and juvenile thugs, et cetera, that are committing these crimes.
My guys and gals are ready to do the job, and we will do the job, but we need that support. We need that support from the community. We need that support from our politicians that enable us to be able to keep law and order here in Towson and everywhere in the county.
All right, we'll hear more from Doug Jess in just a second, and a big debate tonight on Fox 45, but it only has got some of the county executive candidates. We'll explain. 6:43, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update here is the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, 895 southbound, the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway is now starting to slow just a bit. It's a speed reduction. We're not backed up for any particular reason, but it's slowing just around the O'Donnell Street ramp. So just a heads up for that if you're traveling south through there. Fort McHenry Tunnel is still clear with the lanes open, and we're beginning to see just a few brake lights now on the west side outer loop right in this area after Liberty Road, Security Boulevard, I-70 down through Route 40. Again, a speed reduction there. Back up at 795. It's not too bad at all. The Parkville side of the Beltway, last check, and now we're there right now with a live shot. That's filling in pretty quickly now on the outer loop between Harford Road and Paring Parkway. JFX is doing fine. Baltimore County, within the last 40 minutes or so, had the wreck at Liberty Road at Flannery Lane over on the west side. And we're still getting a report the traffic light is malfunctioning in the city on the west side of downtown at Pratt Street, at Carey Street, and maybe on Flash. So take it easy through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for the day. It's going to be mostly sunny. We got a kind of a gray start to the day here. A little bit of cloud cover starting it off, but it'll eventually get sunny. Breezy and mild, low 70s overnight in the low 50s. And then summer arrives tomorrow for Preakness Day. It is going to be warm, sunny, and low 80s, even warmer on Sunday, upper 80s on Sunday. So the weekend shaping up to be really, really nice. Right now, 51 and cloudy in Annapolis. 49 in Ellicott City. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon for latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
Your enthusiasm shocks me.
He's an enthusiastic kind of guy, you know?
It yes, is, I am.
When's the last time you were at a pizza party, Chuck?
A pizza party?
A pizza party.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
And today's National Pizza Party Day.
Oh.
So we should throw a pizza party here at WCBM today.
And you on can, the owner's dime,
you
not
can attend
mine,
in absentia. We're not asking you to fork over anything.
Well, I'm not.
She's not forking anything.
I'm not.
She's not forking anything is right. Pizza Hut is running a one-day-only BOGO offer on its large pizzas. All you have to do is use the code Let's Party. You can use it online, on the app, or at checkout. So if you go to Pizza Hut and just say, let's party, you get buy one, get one free.
You know what? I hate parties.
Right.
Parties suck.
I hate going to parties.
Well, you used to love going to those
gatherings.
Those Tupperware
like
parties.
That.
You used to like to burp your Tupperware, if you know what I mean.
Not in public.
Or in Publix. Papa John's, 30% off your entire order today off regular menu price. Little Caesars is a 4-in-1 six meal deal running now. You can get a large classic pizza, a 4-in-1 pizza, and 2-liter bottle of soda for just $21.99. Domino's has got the best deal, I think. Week-long carryout deal. One topping pizza, just $7.99.
Wow.
That's the deal.
Yeah, that is the deal of the day. Denny's is there's a big new Masters of the Universe movie. It's a He-Man movie coming out, and Denny's is serving a new He-Man themed menu. There's the He-Man Battle Burger. There's the Eternia's Premium Breakfast Slam.
You got to battle it.
Junior Grayskull's Epic Crackle Cakes. Those are pancakes drizzled with vanilla cream, and Skeletor's Dark Shake Verse.
Oh.
It's all these movie tie-ins where it's the same damn food, but they just rename it.
Yeah, right.
Makes it sell better.
Exactly.
And they have the He-Man ex-wife burger called the Battle X.
You've had three of those, haven't you?
I'm not saying anything, Mr. Casey.
Burgers, I meant.
Yeah, burgers. Not even at that.
Nescafe is selling a keg full of espresso. How about that?
You can, keg full.
A keg full. They're saying you can fuel your post-game debate. And they've got to say, it's all World Cup type stuff because Nescafe is an international company. So so if you're sitting there watching the World Cup nonstop, you can have a little espresso. And finally, Goldfish is dropping their limited edition Pokemon crackers for the 30th anniversary of Pokemon.
Oh.
Yeah, my kids, and my oldest now will be 34 next month, and my youngest is 31. They were into Pokemon. That's how old Pokemon is.
Yeah, Courtney and Jared, same thing.
Yeah. And they, of course, they were.
My Annie was.
Yeah.
She was
they were chasing all these limited rare cards.
Still, And you, like, there's this thing where you look for it. Forgive my elderly ways, but you look for the Pokemon. You drive around town and you can find the Pokemon guy or something.
Are you still looking for the Pokemon?
I don't even know what it. Hey, my latest.
Is that like the boogeyman?
My
are you playing that on Friday night?
I haven't played that
find the Pokemon.
Not in years, and not sober.
I'm just asking. Leave the lights on or you play in the dark?
Oh, my God.
Find the Pokemon.
You don't put Vaseline on the doorknobs, do you?
Is that a Pokemon? No, I can't.
Okay.
All right. That,
cut me off.
That did not go as where I thought it was going, but it was good anyway. All right, Chuck.
Yes, it was.
We'll see you in a couple. 6:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Doug Jess, FOP4, saying that, look, they're a little bit shorthanded, Baltimore County Police Department, but they need help.
Like everywhere else in the department, we are shorthanded. And we're working towards fixing the shorthanded problem.
Yeah, well, again, we need more police. We need more firefighters in the county, in the city, just about everywhere. We need more money for them. And tonight there's a debate, Fox 45, just among the Democrat county executive candidates. Now, I don't know, because we are partners with Fox 45, but I don't know if they plan on holding a debate with the Republican candidates, because there are two, obviously. There's Pat Dyer, and there's Kim Stansbury. They're both running. So I don't know if they're going to get any airtime to see how they would tackle the ongoing crime and problems of crime in Towson, the Towson Town Center, and the rest of the county. As we said, we have shooting in Catonsville, double shooting in Owings Mills, and then we had a young 12-year-old girl on her way to middle school in Cockeysville that was, an attempted abduction and maybe even a sex offense there by a 34-year-old. So ongoing problems. I hope that they'll get some time. They'll get time here if they want, for sure. But this is too important. The crime is escalating in Baltimore County, and we need people who are willing to get their ideas out there to fix it. 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Coming up next, Baltimore City could end up passing the largest budget in history, nearing $5 billion.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Tune in to Safe Retirement Solutions with Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah every Thursday at 6 p.m. and Saturday at 11 a.m. for retirement planning and financial talk right here on WCBM.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Nine minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's take a phone call here. Mike in Nottingham, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Yes,
Sean,
sir.
I learned two interesting facts from Gordon Chang recently. We're under the assumption that President Xi is president for life, but according to Gordon Chang, he's one day away from not being president. If the powers that be, if he makes a mistake, he could lose his life. The second fact...
Well, that could always happen in any communist country or whatever. There's been a purge of generals over there recently. And yeah, if he does make a mistake and the party thinks he's made a mistake, he'll be ushered the door, that's for sure.
Yes, yes. Secondly, the second fact that I learned from Gordon Chang is that Iran was... China's proxy to sow trouble for the United States and for that region.
Yeah, that's the reason why President Trump, in the middle of this Operation Epic Fury, wanted to keep this meeting with China and came away with a promise. And, of course, their actions will speak louder than words, that they will not supply anything more, any military equipment or any support for Iran going forward. And that was a big get for the president yesterday, if Xi Jinping keeps his word. Thanks, Mike, for the call. Appreciate that. 6:53, traffic and weather on the 3. Keys. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Indianapolis, and looking at you live here, I-97 southbound at Route 32. Still a good pace there coming down from Benfield Boulevard. Gambrels and the Odenton traffic feeding in there as well is also doing okay. And then at the bridge at 178, there are no problems at all the way down to the ramp at 50 and I-97. Bay Bridge, three lanes westbound, two lanes eastbound. That's normal and the heavier traffic, but no problems right now. Still clear moving over from Whitehall Road to the area of the Severn River Bridge and eventually through Parole with all the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, slight breeze, mild, low 70s today. Right now we're looking at cloudy and 48 in Pikesville. It is 51 in Ocean City. Marty has written in, let me guess, Rob Daniels has been ignored again. Yeah, I do not believe he got an invite tonight at the debate. He's an independent running for county executive. In Baltimore County, so he has not been part of this this debate, as far as I know. All right, it was an annual taxpayers' night last night, Baltimore City, and of course the chants of our taxes, our budget rang out loud at City Hall.
Our taxes, our budget. Our taxes, our budget.
It is believed to be the largest budget in city history, if passed. $5 billion is coming on the heels of the state budget, largest ever, $71 billion for the state, $5 billion for Baltimore City. And there are a lot of folks that were there, you know, the homeless activists, the seniors, and those who are looking at nonprofits were all there with a handout, give us more, give us more. In one particular area is the firefighters. Matt Koster, who leads the city's firefighters union, questioned why the budget would leave fire crews with one less fire suppression unit each day. He said the reduction will save the city $2 million, but he criticized the move and raised safety concerns.
I'd like to have a fully funded, fully staffed fire department. I understand that there are no budget constraints, but this is all about safety. You know, what is the cost of someone's life to someone else?
Well, with all due respect, Matt, they're not exactly under budget constraints because the mayor is looking to expand his staff. And ironically, it's about a $2 million expansion. So there's your $2 million for the fire suppression unit that would have gone to fighting fires in Baltimore City versus expanding Mayor Scott's staff. Earlier on social media, Matt posted that at a time when firefighters across the country and right here in Baltimore continue to make the ultimate sacrifice, this administration believes the answer is to reduce frontline suppression staffing. Haven't our members suffered enough loss? And he said he believes it is offensive to Baltimore City firefighters.
It's offensive and frustrating for us, you know, and we're fighting to advocate for our members and the citizens that we serve.
Yeah. And again, as we know, Baltimore has always had a history of bad fires, and we need a robust firefighting department. We also need a robust police department, but that seems they always seem to get the short shrift, even though some of these firefighters unions have endorsed people like Mayor Scott in the past. I don't know what it gets them. I don't even know why you bother. I mean, maybe it's in hopes that they're going to get some kind of funding. But this $2 million in savings from the fire suppression reduction, as I said, is about the same that the mayor plans to add to his office budget. He plans to hire 16 new staff members, and that's what Koster said he finds to be offensive, because everybody's trying, like the Dickens here, to get this. But this is what happens when you've got folks that believe that this is, it's our time. It's our, I mean, what did Marilyn Mosby say? It is our time now, or our moment, or something along those lines. And that is, for years, they have been on the outside looking in. Once they got on the inside, it's Katie bar the door. And as I said, this leads to one party rule, one party domination, leads to one party corruption. And there's lots of it. And that's the reason why we'll get to this battle a little bit later on between, the mayor and the Inspector General Isabel Cumming. And, they doubled down yesterday on that as well. So, we'll have to wait and see. Coming up a little bit later on, Baltimore Sun reporter Mena Ibrahim was going to join us to talk about a wrap up of the 200 300 bills the governor has signed, the ongoing flap with the delegates Brian Chisholm and Mark Fisher over Delegate Chow Wu. Remember, they had characterized that as being a racist video, whatever, and completely ignored the contents of that video, which happened to be the Chinese getting a inside look, maybe inside the Maryland General Insane Asylum. By the way, the builders of the cargo ship Dolly that destroyed the Francis Scott Key Bridge are pushing back against the state's claims that they share responsibility for the collapse, arguing that the vessel's owners and operators failed to properly maintain the ship in the decade after it left the shipyard. In a statement emailed to the Baltimore Sun Wednesday night, HD Hyundai Heavy Industries said that when it delivered the cargo ship Dolly almost 10 years before the vessel struck the bridge, there was no indication of loose wires, which is what federal investigators say caused the first of two power outages before the ship crashed into the bridge on March the 26th of 2 years ago. They say even if a wire were to become loose over the course of a decade, Grace Ocean and Synergy should have detected that in a routine inspection and through normal maintenance. So basically, this is the builder of the ship saying, hey, we delivered a good ship, and the owner and the operators of the ship, it's your fault, not our fault. They're trying to extract themselves from any financial liability. All right, stick with us here on Casey and Company. It is 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The final round of talks between President Trump and Chinese President Xi is wrapped up over tea and lunch. The two leaders, senior aides and translators in tow, huddled for several hours as Mr. Trump completed his three-day visit to China. President Trump says he's looking forward to welcoming his Chinese counterpart to Washington for a state visit this fall.
We're going to lay it on the line, and we're going to have, you're going to walk away, hopefully very impressed, like I'm very impressed with China. And I just want to end by saying thank you very much. It's been really a great couple of days. Thank you very much.
Two leaders claim important progress stabilizing U.S.-China relations, even as some deep differences persist. The Taiwan question still looms large, along with the Iran situation. Ukrainian President Zelensky says three children are among the two dozen people killed in a Russian missile attack hit an apartment building in the capital, Kiev. The nation's highest court has spoken. An abortion drug will remain available while a lawsuit over its availability plays out in the lower courts.
The Supreme Court preserved women's access to a drug used in the most common method of abortion. The order allows women to continue obtaining the drug mifepristone at pharmacies or through the mail without an in-person visit to a doctor. The justices granted emergency requests from makers of mifepristone who are appealing a federal appeals court ruling that would require women to see a doctor in person and halt delivery of the drug through the mail. The Federal Food and Drug Administration, which first approved mifepristone for use in abortion in 2000, stopped requiring in-person visits 5 years ago. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Wall Street futures point to a lower open later this morning. Dow futures down 203 points and NASDAQ futures off 342. Townhall.com.
Looking for a great real estate agent? Someone who can help you sell your home fast and for top dollar? Go to Redy.com, R-E-D-Y.com. Because on Redy, agents will pay you just for the opportunity to sell your home. Yeah, on Redy, agents will pay you for your listing. Thousands of dollars up front just for a chance to sell your home. And it's easy. Just go to Redy.com, enter your address, and when you want to sell. In just 48 hours, the best local agents are competing on Redy to be your agent with cash offers up front just to win your business. Hey, your listing is valuable. Don't give it away. Make those agents earn it. Get paid to pick your real estate agent. Go to Redy.com or call 800-885-REDY, 800-885-REDY.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Just some brief delays at both the Harbor Tunnel southbound. We got a little bit heavy going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but the traffic did come out on the south side, eventually down towards 95 Russell Street and 395 with the lanes open. 895 right now. The Old Harbor Tunnel is clear south of the O'Donnell Street ramp. Nothing major yet on the Beltway. JFX, you're still good from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. And we're looking at I-95 in Harford County. No construction there. The northbound lanes clear, passing the ramp at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a brighter day ahead of us, mostly sunny, little breezy and milder with temperatures in the low 70s, partly cloudy tonight with lows back in the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 49 degrees in Bel Air and 49 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A 16-year-old and a 19-year-old were hospitalized Thursday after a double shooting in Owings Mills, according to Baltimore County Police. On May 14th, around 6:30 p.m., officers responded to the shooting located at the 4800 block of Simmons Drive. Once on the scene, police said they found the two male victims suffering from gunshot wounds. Both victims were taken to nearby hospitals for life-threatening injuries, authorities reported. And the dispute between Baltimore City Mayor Brandon Scott and the city's Office of Inspector General over access to records intensified Thursday. Wednesday, Mayor Scott released a multi-pronged approach to overhaul the Inspector General's office in the city, calling for short-term, long-term, local and state changes. Part of the proposal includes putting an attorney from the city's law department in the OIG, though Mayor Scott assured people there would be a firewall to ensure independence for the lawyer. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 571, the pick 4, 4283. 705 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And Sports at 7:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Ravens open with the Colts on the road and close with the Steelers at home this season. And in between, there are four primetime games to mull over, including New Year's Eve night in Cincinnati. Ravens will play 8 at home, 9 on the road overall, including in Rio against the Cowboys in Week 3. Meanwhile, the Birds are in D.C. tonight for a 6:45 first pitch. Start of a three-game set with the Nats. Shane Boz will try to continue for Baltimore as they build, hopefully, on the 2-1 series win over the Yanks at Camden Yards. Fourth quarter proved to be the charm yesterday for the Maryland women as they scored the game's final 5 goals to put away the Naval Academy 14-10. The final in College Park, Terps advancing to their first lacrosse Final Four since 2022, their 29th overall. Meanwhile, closer to home in Baltimore, a dramatic finish at Homewood Field yesterday for the Johns Hopkins women.
8 seconds for the Blue Jays. They've got time. Let's go. Up ahead. Angelo. Johns Hopkins wins it. With a second left, the Blue Jays are headed to championship weekend.
Ball was on ESPNU. A Taylor Haas goal in transition. The difference, 13-12, the final. The Blue Jays advancing past Stony Brook. The women making the Final Four for the first time in school history. And finally, what about this? It was an interesting first round of the PGA Championship yesterday, of course, with no less than 7 players, including Scottie Scheffler, tied at the top of the leaderboard at 3-under. But the biggest story was Garrett Higo. The 27-year-old South African finished with a 67 under normal normal circumstances, he would have been tied for the first round lead. Except officially, Higo finished with a 69. He was given a two-stroke penalty for being late for his tee time by 1 second. Higo was asked after the round if he agreed with the penalty or not.
Probably not, but it's fine. I was late. I mean, 1 second is tough. You know how you know. 1 second is tough to define, but I feel like there should be maybe a minute's grace. You know,
I didn't even know that was a thing, to be honest with you. Coming up in 30 minutes, a double play in Major League Baseball you rarely see. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And you can reach us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Those are local contact numbers. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. And coming up in this hour, what? No more mall cops? Is it time for police to go inside precincts inside malls? That's what they promised in Howard County. But where is it? A New Hampshire woman is slamming Planet Fitness for canceling her membership because she reported a man in the locker room. And Mayor Scott doubling down in his fight with the Inspector General over access to sensitive records. I think when you look at it, the Democrat Party in this state, and perhaps at the national level, the least transparent party in the history of this country. I'm not saying Republicans are pure as the driven snow, believe me, especially the establishment swamp Republicans. But here in Maryland, one-party domination, one-party rule leads to one-party corruption, and we're seeing it play out. We saw it last year with Baltimore County's Inspector General, Kelly Madigan, with what they tried to do to her, tried to fire her. We are seeing it at the state level, where anytime there's a call for a statewide inspector general, that gets met with resounding silence. We're seeing it now in Howard County again. More on that coming up in just a second with Kelly Madigan. And we're seeing it here in Baltimore City. The dispute between Mayor Scott and the city's Office of Inspector General Isabel Cumming over the access to the records has intensified yesterday. Mayor Scott denying that he's protecting the MONSEE, the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety Engagement.
IG has claimed that their access to records was cut because they did a report on MONSEE. This is simply not true.
Mayor denying that, and he says he's calling for short-term, long-term, local, and state changes. Part of the proposal he's put out there, four-point plan, includes he wants his own attorney from the city's law department in the OIG's office. But he claims there'll be a firewall there to ensure independence with that lawyer. And one of the biggest parts of his plan is include hiring an outside firm, which they've already selected, by the way. The city solicitor has done that, to complete a review of MONSEE and the Sidesteps program. And he says that, again, he's guaranteeing that they will be a neutral arbiter.
We need someone neutral to restore trust with residents and finally close the book on this investigation. They will have access to everything legally.
Well, the very definition of neutral, Mr. Mayor, would be somebody that you don't appoint. Somebody that was appointed by a third party. Somebody was appointed with no dog in the hunt. Somebody that wasn't appointed by either Cumming or the mayor's office. If you did, but that's her job. The voters of Baltimore City voted for Isabel Cumming to conduct these kinds of investigations into waste, fraud, and abuse, including MONSEE, including Sidestep, etc. And City Councilman Mark Conway, he's wondering what the mayor is hiding.
My guess is maybe to some degree the mayor doesn't want something to come out.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a pretty good guess. And especially when it comes to Monzie and Safe Streets and Sidestep. There have been, Mackenzie Frost has been covering this. We've been covering this for a long, long time. And the mayor just doesn't want any of this information to be made public. It's 7:13, time for traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Just getting a report there may be some debris on Kent Island. They're actually saying it's on both sides of the roadway, Route 8 at Kentmore Road. So that's south of Route 50. And if you're out there early on Kent Island as you're traveling Route 8, heads up for the local traffic. There may be an impact both north and southbound. We're back live here at both the Harbor Tunnels, and all the lanes are open. Have not seen any big problems at all for the traffic through here. But we're a little bit busy now on 95 going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And 895 now is starting to get a few brake lights just coming down the hill from O'Donnell Street and going into the tunnel southbound. Just double-checking everything to make sure we're all clear. Yeah, we're still two green arrows southbound there. So we're moving traffic at that point. And then 895 on the northbound side coming up to the tunnel is clear at the toll plaza at Child Street. Beltway traffic still running okay. JFX, you're good. Ruxton Road all the way through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, slight breeze, mild. Highs will be in the low 70s. Tonight temps in the low 50s. And then the summer warm-up begins tomorrow. And we'll get more on that coming up a little bit later on in the show. 50 degrees and cloudy and 749 in Parkville. Time for our mega movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, there's the YMCA song that, of course, has made President Trump has made famous as part of his campaign, you know, his rallies, etc. And the Chinese played it as he was coming off Air Force One and when he landed in Beijing the other day. Carpet when he landed, everywhere he went, he was on a red carpet. It was just a very impressive, treated like he was royalty, obviously, and that led, I think, to a productive meeting. I mean, there's still a lot that has to come out in the readouts of the trade deals when a lot of tech titans, Elon Musk was there, Tim Cook of Apple, and so many others who were over there trying to get access to the Chinese markets. But all said and done, we do think the agreements on Iran, and they were three big ones. No nukes, they should not control the Strait of Hormuz, and no more military equipment being sent to Iran by China. Three biggies that the president was able to get from President Xi Jinping. Elsewhere, again, you look at it here in the hemisphere, CIA Director John Ratcliffe met with Cuban officials in Havana yesterday to personally deliver a message from President Trump. We don't know what that message was, but we do know that Cuba now has run out of oil. They don't have a drop of oil left on the island that will bring transportation to a halt. They aren't going to be able to get a lot of cargo in or out of Cuba, so it might be just a matter of time before Cuba and their authoritarian regime is toppled. President Trump is dropping his $10 billion lawsuit against the IRS over the leak of his tax returns in exchange for a deal. He's willing to drop this lawsuit against the agency in exchange for a $1.7 billion taxpayer-funded fund to pay people who were unfairly targeted by the Biden regime. And the way the Biden weaponized the legal system, including nearly 1,600 individuals charged in connection with the J6, and they used the IRS to go after much of their money and properties and so on and so forth. By the way, the Federal Appeals Court has blocked the President Trump's $83 million payment to E. Jean Carroll. That's the woman that claims that she was sexually assaulted at Bergdorf Goodman in New York City. the absolute whack job. The jury decided E. Jean Carroll did not prove that Trump raped her, the jury reached a verdict on the rape defamation case and ordered Trump to pay her $5 million. Then, of course, later on, in a separate defamation case, Trump was ordered to pay $83 million. Well, that has now been put on hold. Thank goodness. Establishment Rhino Governor Brian Kemp has officially called a special legislative session to redraw the state's congressional, state house, and state senate maps. Unfortunately, it won't take effect until 2028. Once again, he proves in no way, shape, or form does he want to help President Trump or the MAGA movement. And we know what he did in Georgia. He, along with his secretary, Brad Raffensperger, and others. South Carolina's governor has called a special redistricting session there. The Senate parliamentarian has ruled against major sections of the reconciliation bill funding ICE and Border Patrol. And that's why you don't want to leave anything up to the Senate parliamentarian who was appointed by Democrats. A deranged Sarasota, Florida woman, Desiree Doreen Sagari, has been sentenced to over a year in prison after calling on social media followers to murder Trump supporters. According to the Florida U.S. Attorney's Office, she now will serve 14 months in federal prison for interstate communication of a threat to injure persons. Two high-level White House insiders have been caught on undercover video by James O'Keefe's O'Keefe Media Group, bragging about internal subversion against President Trump. One has already been placed on administrative leave. Again, we ask the question, who the hell is in charge of vetting in the Trump administration of White House employees? Whoever it is not doing a good job. And that's the way it is, 481 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
It is 7:20, 20 minutes after the hour. You're listening to Casey and Company. And just want to tell you, I had a fantastic experience at Town Appliance in Owings Mills. And you will, too, no matter when you go. But you should go and see their showroom. It's just amazing. If you're looking to upgrade your kitchen appliance or kitchen, entire kitchen, the best place to go is Town Appliance. And they actually have made the process fun. Instead of the usual stress, they focus on finding similar matches with high-end brands like Bosch. And the best part is getting appliances that everybody in your house will be happy, including my own as well. No high-pressure sales, just expert knowledge to ensure you get exactly what fits your needs. Want more savings? Go check them out. Spring Black Friday shopping event going on right now. Town Appliance. .com is the website, and they're located right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, by the grace of God, it's finally Friday on the show. The Unusual Suspects, the always awesome Tony Kennett from the Daily Signal, Mary Walter from Mary Walter Radio, and from HollywoodandToto.com, the one and only Christian Toto, new comedy from Jim Gossett, and, of course, whatever's in the news cycle, I will cover it.
Thank God it's...
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, you would think voters in Baltimore City would learn from their mistakes. And boy, they've made up plenty of them. Sheila Dixon, again, the gift card scandal, major embezzlement there. Catherine Pugh's Healthy Holly book series. And again, other scandals rocking the Stephanie Rawlings Blake, remember, got to give him space. to basically riot during the Freddie Gray riot. So, again, Baltimore City voters do not have the best record of putting a responsible, transparent, and accountable politicians in office. They usually end up getting removed by the feds or by local U.S. Charges. And here they have an opportunity to keep the current mayor, honest. And it looks like, the mayor is doing everything he can to fight that. More on that coming up in just a second. 7:23. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Here's a wreck at the Memorial Corner where Frank Luber used to hang out, Edmondson Avenue and Athol Avenue.
Yes. We once voted him Athol of the Year.
Yes. He was the biggest Athol on that corner. But it's there, Edmondson Village. Watch out for that if you're traveling along that section of Route 40. They're still reporting the traffic light is a problem at Pratt Street and Carey Street over on the west side. Looking live now at the Old Harbor Tunnel, and we're starting to back up at the O'Donnell Street ramp. We have not seen any problems going into the tunnel, and there are no reports of any accidents southbound, but it definitely now is starting to slow right here. I can see 95 next door, and the pace is good there going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, moving south from the O'Donnell Street ramp. Again, a reminder on Kent Island at Route 8 at Kentmore Road, there's a report of some debris on the roadway, and it's actually, the report says, it's affecting both the north and the southbound lanes. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Friday of the weekend. It's going to be gorgeous after some morning clouds. It'll move out of here a little bit later on. Sunshine, breezy, mild, low 70s. Tomorrow, sunny, low 80s. And on Sunday, sunshine, upper 80s. Right now, cloudy, 51 in the city, 51 in Glen Burnie. A bunch of emails and text here this morning regarding Mayor Scott, of course, and what's been going on there. Craig says, don't they know that Mayor Scott's posse is more important than anything else? That's true. Elsewhere we have Steve, who says, good morning. After I heard the Mayor Scott was proposing legislation to limit the power of the IG and the ability to investigate the use of city funds for other purposes rather than use them to run and fix any issues with infrastructure and property matters. The bottom line, says Steve, is he's hiding behind the veil of secrecy and thinking that he's entitled to do what he wants. The IG is responsible for approving or not approving the funds. Well, again, the IG is responsible for investigating whether those funds are being appropriately used. The city's treasurer and the Board of Estimates are the ones who approve it. But again, if it's not done properly or legally, then you have an issue. Brandon Scott needs to get off his high horse and do the things necessary to keep the city functioning at its absolute best. His lack of common sense and total arrogance have ruined this once great city. William Donald Schaefer is rolling into his grave about what happened to his beloved city of Baltimore, and I don't blame him one bit. It's time to clean house and fix our broken city, restore it back to its greatness. All right, Steve, thanks for weighing in there. Mackenzie Frost asking City Councilman Mark Conway, why now? Why all of a sudden, after Isabel Cummings has had access to these records for years, and throughout most of Scott's, first term, second term, why all of a sudden is this an issue?
It's a waste of money. It's a waste of everyone's time. It just further undermines the value of the work of the IG's office.
I think for a lot of people, the question is, why is this happening now when this access has been in place for years and the mayor has been in office for years?
I'm not entirely sure, but I think everyone is probably thinking about similar reasons, that there's maybe something to hide.
Yeah, well, we have we've targeted that for quite some time now. And at issue is this the Maryland Public Information Act and a new interpretation. Apparently, a Baltimore state senator sent a letter to the state's attorney general's office and Anthony Brown asking for a legal opinion. Instead, they came back with more, not an opinion, but legal advice. And Mackenzie asking Conway about that advice letter.
Do you think that the mayor was involved in seeking that advice letter from the attorney general's office that sparked this new interpretation of the MPIA?
Looking at the ramifications of that letter, it's pretty likely that he was. I don't know for certain, but I suspect that is the case.
Yeah, well, we all suspect that is the case, and especially when it comes to Monzi, Safe Streets, which has been a lot of secrecy operating with Safe Streets, and now Sidestep as well. And again, Mackenzie asking Mark Conway about the changes to the Maryland Public Information Act and how that all came about.
Why wasn't the mayor in support of that or more vocal during session to have that conversation with the Senate president from Baltimore to get that plan further along when they had a chance?
I think it's pretty clear that the mayor is getting a lot of pressure on this issue as well. I think this was an attempt to try to clean that up. And to try to clean that up while also still having control of the leash for our watchdog.
Yeah, indeed. And the Inspector General has weighed in on that now. And Isabel Cumming, in a statement, basically said that this is an effort to undermine the voters of Baltimore, eviscerate the independence enshrined in the OIG, and regain power over what should be a truly independent office. What he proposes is not accountability. It is control. End of quote. And yeah, he wants to control access to the records because obviously he thinks there's something in those records that would be damaging, either to him or his posse. Now, Kelly Madigan over in Howard County is running into the same brick wall. The newly formed Office of Inspector General was created to detect fraud, waste, and abuse. Has gone 5 months on the job without direct access to records. She said this is exactly the position, essentially what the IG office by design needs to see everything. And basically the same thing that she ran into in Baltimore County, the same thing that's happening in Baltimore City, is now happening in Howard County. And what do they all three have in common? They have Democrat mayors, Democrat county executives, Democrat city and county councils, all running the show. The Democrat Party is the least transparent party probably in the history of the United States. And not that the Republicans are all that much better, but the Democrats are the worst at it. And that's something that if we're going to detect fraud, waste, and abuse, we're going to have to be able to get access to these records. All right, it's 7:30. Coming up next, New Hampshire woman slams Planet Fitness because they canceled her membership because she reported a man was in the women's locker room. Has this happened to you? Have you seen this? Just curious. 7:30. Time for the latest headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Police are investigating a Thursday afternoon murder in Catonsville. Officers were called to a home in the unit block of Hillside Road at around 3 p.m. where they found a woman dead from an apparent gunshot wound. Detectives say while the investigation remains active and ongoing, there does not appear to be any ongoing threat to the community. A shooting in Owings Mills has left a 16-year-old and a 19-year-old with life-threatening injuries. Police say the shooting happened in the 4800 block of Simmons Drive at around 6:30 Thursday evening. And Anne Arundel County Police have issued a traffic advisory ahead of today's Black Eyed Susan Stakes and Saturday's 151st running of the Preakness Stakes at Laurel. Both of the races are being held at Laurel Park, while Pimlico in Baltimore is being redeveloped. Attendance for the races in Laurel are capped at 4800 each day. And while police expect heavier than usual traffic in the area, they don't expect any extended delays. There will be officers stationed at key intersections around the track to keep traffic moving on Route 198, Whiskey Bottom, and Brock Bridge Roads, and no road closures are expected. And three more families are suing Baltimore City Public Schools over concerns about the safety and monitoring of autistic students. The lawsuits followed last week's action by the family of a six-year-old child that somehow wandered away from Falstaff Elementary School in May 2025. On Thursday, attorney Tharu Vignaraja held a press conference to share the stories of the families who say their special needs children were able to leave three different city schools without the teachers or staff noticing. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The brake lights are still there, 895 southbound. So just a heads up for that if you're traveling south. Right at O'Donnell Street, we'll start to slow. Traffic is going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. That's a two-lane road southbound. All four lanes are open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And that's still running okay. Some slowing on the Beltway. Nothing major. No incidents right now. The Parkville side is busy. The interloop towards Green Spring and the west side, they're right in that area from Liberty Road down to Route 40, but the pace is still good. Edmondson Village, the wreck there, Edmondson Avenue and Athol Avenue. There's a new minor wreck, and this is right downtown at St. Paul Street at Fayette Street with city police in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a brighter day ahead of us, mostly sunny, little breezy and milder with temperatures in the low 70s, partly cloudy tonight with lows back in the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And sports at 7:35 is brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. Injuries and inconsistency are words that could be used to define the Orioles through the season's first 44 games. The Birds stand at 20-24 in the year. They're third in the AL East, nine behind the Rays for the division lead. Now, on the injury front, 19 have been placed on the injured list, the latest of which was Dylan Beavers with an oblique strain, minimum of 10 days. These could be tricky. As we know, manager Albernaz was asked to characterize the injury after Wednesday night's game against the Yanks.
Low grade is the term. So, but he's feeling good, relatively speaking. It's not like it's one of those ones where when you're walking around, you're wincing.
Now, tonight it'll be Shane Baz on the hill for Baltimore. Zach Littell goes for the Nats. The first pitch is at 6:45. And a reminder for tomorrow, it'll be Alex Ovechkin bobblehead day at Nats Park with the first pitch at 4:05. NFL releasing its full 272-game schedule last night. A couple notes on the Ravens, which opens with a road trip to Indianapolis. Ravens will play 8 games at home this year, 9 on the road. 2 preseason games at home, 1 on the road. The first one will be on August 15th. Week 3 will be in Brazil against the Cowboys. That's a Sunday 4:25 p.m. game. Baltimore gets 4 primetime games this year in the final 4 games of the season, all against the AFC North. The season concludes at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Stanley Cup playoffs last night were in Buffalo. Sabres now on the brink of elimination.
So the Canadians with the most power play opportunities in the playoffs. Going to work on their first of the night with just under 2.5 minutes to go. And Suzuki scores!
Nick Suzuki with the second of 2 for Montreal in a span of 1:18 in the second period, and it broke the game open. 6-3 was the final. The Canadians can close out the Sabres in Montreal tomorrow at 8 p.m. The time now is 7:36, and when we return, one fan's experience at Camden Yards.
Gary Stein here. You know I live for the game, and I found my new favorite spot. It's the Game Room at Yorktown Social. A massive 100-inch screen, wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a professional podcast booth.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Great bar menu, craft beers, and cocktails. Then take it outside to their beautiful courtyard. It's 5 concepts, 1 destination, and one of the best sports bar experiences around, all at Yorktown Social. I highly recommend it. Check out their website, yorktownsocial.com.
Sean, I got an email from a frequent listener the other day, which I thought was really interesting and worthy of telling this on the air.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and I'm just wondering if this has ever happened to another Oriole fan, any other Oriole fan.
Oh, I saw this email, yeah.
Yeah, so here's how it starts. I went to the Oriole game last Friday night, so that, I guess, was against the Athletics.
That was Tupac Shakur bobblehead night.
Tupac Shakur bobblehead night, exactly. It was a horrible experience. It started with the unfriendly ballpark app. The guy who bought the tickets had to stand at the gate so everyone could get in. No one could get into the app in order to get into the game, because if you can't get into the app and show your ticket on the app. Okay. Stadium was filthy. No paper towels in the restrooms. Trash all over the place. Trash bins overflowing. The lines to get the overpriced food and drink had to wait 45 minutes to an hour to get it. And lastly, a young friend who was not with our group had his bobblehead snatched out of his hands, and no one was there to stop the thief.
Mm.
So, you know, look, we could talk about the Tupac Shakur bobblehead and what that brings, et cetera, et cetera. But besides for that,
right.
This is just a terrible experience.
It is, and one wonders if this is was unusual or whether this is a regular occurrence at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. I haven't been this year, so I went last year, took my grandchildren. And, yeah, the lines were long for concessions. I don't think they have enough people working the games.
Well, I think one of the things is most of it is cashless.
Right.
So, and a lot of people actually still don't know how to use the apparatus there.
Right.
So it slows the line down.
Right. My suggestion on the ballpark app is before you go,
check
it, number one, or number two, transfer your e-tickets into your Apple wallet if you have an iPhone.
That's a good idea.
And that's what I do a lot of times, because that's much easier to access. You don't have to worry about the app not functioning. It's already on your phone in a app that does function flawlessly.
Now, I'll say this. When I don't go as the media, just as a regular fan, I have never had an experience like this.
Mm-hmm.
I have not had to wait 45 minutes for food. The place is not filthy from what I've seen.
Right.
You don't judge anybody on their worst day. And maybe that was their worst day. Maybe something happened.
Well, I'm just curious. If you've gone to the ballpark, call us and let us know.
Exactly.
If you had a similar experience or if your experience has been a good one. I would think most people would be having good ones. Otherwise, this would be a major issue.
I would think so, too.
All right. Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. A New Hampshire woman says Planet Fitness canceled her membership after she complained about seeing a man in the women's locker room, specifically in the shower, last month. Judy Walcott, who was a longtime member of Planet Fitness, location in Concord, New Hampshire, said that she felt unsafe after encountering someone she believed was a male in the women's locker room near the shower area. Quote, I was shaking like I was actually trembling because it freaked me out that bad. When she reported the incident to a young employee at the front desk, who told her there was nothing staff could do because it was company policy, she claims the employee did not check the locker room while she was present. She raised the issue again 4 days later. Another staff member, because she had safety concerns, said called her transphobic instead of looking into her claims. She said that she showed concern until I started telling her there was a creepy guy in the ladies' shower. Nobody checked him out. Then before I could say anything else, she interrupted me, telling me she thought she knew who I meant and what a wonderful woman that is. She said the conversation went downhill from there. Staff members did not address her concerns, instead repeatedly calling her transphobic before she decided to walk away. A couple of hours later, she gets a call from the gym's manager telling her that her membership had been canceled for a policy violation. She said, what policy did I violate? They did not answer. And they add insult to injury. They charged her credit card an additional month membership even after they canceled it. Then when she tried to get into the gym to take advantage of that membership, she was blocked. They called the cops on her, and the cops wrote her a citation saying she could not set foot on the property, otherwise she would be trespassing. So I just think, this is something, I don't know if you run into this before, but Planet Fitness, I wanted to read from their website, this is their policy. Members who identify as transgender may use Planet Fitness locker rooms, facilities, bathroom, showers, and all other facilities, programs separated by sex based on their self-reported gender identity. These facilities include bathrooms and showers and all other facilities separated by sex. Wherever possible, Planet Fitness clubs should maintain private changing areas in each locker room for the comfort of all members and team members. And they said this is an inclusive gym environment. This policy is asking for trouble. We've already seen a number of stories. I think the latest one is in either Loudoun or Fairfax County, Virginia. I can't remember which, where a man was caught in the girls' locker room. And pervert, creep, sex offender, pedophile, choose one or all of the above. Now, there may be occasionally a person who identifies as a female, happens to be a biological male, but they're the ones that should be going to the private comfort areas and not putting the rest of the women at the Planet Fitness or any other gym again, exposing them biological male, you know, genitalia, et cetera. It's an invasion of privacy. And, this is something the Democrat Party has embraced and espouses and encourages. And now some of these companies, like, so I just think if you belong to Planet Fitness, you should know this is their policy. This is who they are. I can't speak for other gyms because I don't belong to a gym. I'm just curious if you've run into this in your gym and or if you know your gym's policy. Is this pretty much standard fare in most places? Or is this unique to Planet Fitness? All right, we're looking for a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680 is our number. You get a chance to win some WCBM merchandise, but you do have to call right now and reserve your spot. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We're brought to you as a service of Lead East 2026. Going to be the world's greatest oldies party Labor Day weekend in Parsippany, New Jersey. We're still backed up. We're about 7 or 8 minutes now at the Old Harbor Tunnel. Tail end of this backup is sitting right there at the O'Donnell Street ramp, and from there it's going into the tunnel, but it's a little bit slow and it's backed up as a speed reduction right now with the lanes open. Even the northbound side of 895 was a little bit slow coming into the tunnel. Not the really good speeds there, but still moving. It's steady and the traffic is coming out from the tunnel on the northbound side. That's always good news. Typical ride on the Beltway. Have not seen any major problems there. JFX is good. You're over on Kent Island this morning. We're still getting a report of some debris on the roadway at Kentmore Road on that section of Route 8. Lead East 2026 is now announcing the Jersey Boys will be performing for the spectacular doo-wop show Saturday night, Labor Day weekend, at the area of Parsippany, New Jersey. You'll get all the information, leadeast.net. That's a rockin' time. That's a 3-day weekend up through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If you were in a doo-wop group, would they be the Spark Tones? Since your nickname was Sparky, or Spark Plug, I should say, years ago.
I'm still Mr. Sparky.
You're still Mr. Sparky, okay.
Actually, what I do is I go up to the prison in northern Florida. They have old Sparky sitting up there.
That's it. You give yourself a charge. Fox 45 weather authority forecast, sunny, slight breeze, mild, low 70s today, 52 and cloudy in Severn. It is a 52 in downtown Baltimore. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you'll be the winner. We've got WCBM merch for you here this morning. Robert in Middle River, good morning.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
We'll just continue and go first. I just want to say, sorry, real sad to hear about Kurt from Edgewater passing.
Yes. We told that earlier in the week that one of our regular listeners and frequent contestants here on Choose Your Fake News, Kurt Schumacher of Edgewater, suddenly passed away recently. And I know he had some health issues in the last year or so because he actually called me from the hospital once. So sad because he was a great guy. And so we will all miss him. May he rest in peace.
Good guy.
All right, here we go. Your three stories. Story one, California. Spending hundreds of millions of dollars to give iPads to prisoners. Guess what they're using them for?
Ew.
Corrections officer saying they're using them to watch porn.
Exactly.
I knew it.
All right. Stevie Wonder could have seen this coming.
No. They should have given them cell phones.
Story two. Pope Leo named Mohammed Hossein Mokhtari a Knight of the Grand Cross of the Pontifical Order of Pius the Ninth in the same week Donald Trump declared the ceasefire on life support and accused Leo of wanting Tehran armed with nuclear weapons. So the Pope awarding a top diplomatic honor to Iran's ambassador in the middle of a war. And story three, people for the ethical treatment of animals, PETA, urging the California State Assembly to pass a law making it a misdemeanor and for animal cruelty purposes for killing spiders. The charge would carry a $500 fine, but no jail time. Story one, California bought iPads for people in prison, and they're using it for porn. Story two, Pope Leo awards a top diplomatic honor to Iran's ambassador. And story three, PETA wants to make killing spiders a misdemeanor and fine folks there in the state of California. Robert, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking one's probably fake because, I mean, you would need an internet connection, and there would be involved some communication outside. So I'm going to say one, it's probably partly true, but there's probably a fake aspect of it.
All right, Robert saying that number one is fake. Kristen?
I think that one is true. I know prisoners do get iPads, and maybe there's a, I don't know, maybe there's a way they try to control the internet, but clearly not. So I think number one is true. I will say Pope Leo maybe is true. I think number three, I don't know how you would enforce, you know, someone killing a spider. It's not like there's a big body to hide in your backyard. I don't know. That sounds stupid. Three.
Kristen goes for story number three. Maggie?
I'm going with number one just because there's other outlets they have.
There are?
What?
What other outlets?
I know they have Leapfrog in the yard every day.
I'm just saying.
Soap toss.
Gross, gross, and all gross.
They have ring toss at night.
I say number one is a fake.
All right,
fake,
Maggie.
I tell you.
Chuck.
I'm going to go with the poop.
All right, Chuck goes with the Pope. That's story number two. All right, everybody's all across the board here today. Story one, Robert said was fake. No, it's entirely true. Story one. Sorry about that, Robert. Appreciate the,
all right.
The call and playing. Try again sometime. Story two, Pope is also true.
No.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Story three, Kristen nails it. PETA, not trying to make killing spiders a misdemeanor in California.
So is there an ambassador left in Iran? Because I thought everybody was gone.
Yeah, I think most of them are gone, but there are a few. I think the ones at the UN, the ones that escaped at the UN are still.
That's what held me up.
Right, exactly.
What's wrong with the Pope? What's he doing here?
Get Pope.
Yeah. Look, the Vatican had histories with the Nazi regime. Just saying, you know, they're not always on the side of good, so to speak.
All right, Chicago.
Thank you, Chuck. See you in a couple. 7:49, 10 minutes coming for the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up next, we'll get more of your calls and comments. And the question, whatever happened to the police precinct inside Columbia Mall? It's been a year, and they promised it, and it's still not there. Is it on the way or not? Best of Casey and Company, available each and every day, WCBM.com, our Facebook page, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
This is Pastor Dave Lewis at today's Moment of Truth. The fear of dying is something which grips most of us. Not so much the fact that we're going to die, but the manner in which it will happen. God's Word says it is appointed unto man once to die, so we know that none of us will escape it. We can be taken out in a drone attack or a car accident. Although you're more likely to die of heart disease or cancer, the fear of flying, which grips many people, shouldn't be feared at all. Commercial airlines are far and away the safest form of transportation out there. The risk of being murdered in America is much lower than many think. Unless you live in Baltimore, Chicago, or Philadelphia, then your chances increase. But what is 100% certain is that sooner or later we all will die. And then what? Place your trust in Christ, and death is just a doorway into heaven. Refuse to recognize your need for a Savior? You might as well go play in traffic. Either way, you have no future. This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cup Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Looking for smart financial insight? Tune into On the Money with Gil Kuda. Hear strategies, market insight, and investment guidance for today's investors. On the Money with Gil Kuda. Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:51, 9 minutes now before the hour, 8 o'clock here on Casey and Company. Let's take a call here from Dave in Cockeysville. Hello, Dave.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, sir.
So I was calling to comment on the Inspector General for Baltimore City and Baltimore County. And in Baltimore City, they were attempting to get Mayor Scott's records. They wanted to be able to have a look at all his accounting. And you really need to have a subpoena to do that, and you'd have to have probable cause. And I think maybe Isabel Cummings would get what she wanted, but she would have to wait until some laws and regulations change so she could do that. And I think she was using the public's soapbox to get supporters behind her and try to force her way to do it, kind of the way Kelly Madigan was trying to force her position in the Baltimore County. And in the end, the governor, the mayor, the county executives, they're in charge. And the county council knows that, and most people that are appointed by the top guy know that they're in charge, and you just can't go campaigning against them in the middle of a cycle. So I would hope that Isabel Cummings would get what she wants, but try to rally the support of the city council.
Well, let me point out something to Dave, that the voters of Baltimore City gave the inspector general's office subpoena power. The voters spoke. She does have subpoena power. She did subpoena these records. At issue is the mayor and a Democrat state senator asking for legal advice from the Attorney General's office and the Maryland Public Information Act on this interpretation. This was not a binding legal opinion. This was a different interpretation. So she was well within her rights to subpoena these records. The mayor just, and she's had this access now for, you know, for quite some time. The mayor just doesn't want to cooperate on this particular subpoena.
I think she got to step one. She got the voters to ask to let her subpoena the records, but the voters don't write the law. So
no, but
fine line. These guys are smart. These attorneys are super smart, and you and I are just like peasants watching.
No, we're going to see. She's suing him in court. We'll see what the judges decide.
Correct. Now, that's perfect. That's the right path to take. Sue him in court, and then let the courts decide, and then that would solve the problem.
Dave, thanks for the call. Appreciate your opinion. 753 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Did he just call me a peasant?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, just to make sure.
Finally got it right. The inner loop of the Beltway at Greenspring is slowing there. Gets better after the JFX and then over towards 83. There had been a report of a stalled vehicle on the outer loop near the ramp at 83. If it's there, it's not causing any big problem right now. We're slow on the Parkville side. There are some brake lights coming down the west side from 795 towards the ramp at Frederick Road. Both the tunnels, a little heavy southbound. They're moving again. About a five-minute delay, both on 95 and 895 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25, a weather authority forecast. Sunny today, slight breeze, and it'll be mild. Got some cloud cover here early this morning. That should give way to sunshine a little bit later on. Low 70s, and then the warm-up begins. It's going to be sunny on Preakness Saturday, low 80s. Going to be great conditions for the race, not a drop of rain in sight. So it should be a fast track. Sunday will be in the upper 80s, and right now we are at 53 and cloudy in Pasadena, 52 in Middle River. Well, gun violence in and around the Mall of Columbia, including deadly shootings, prompted Howard County Police to announce plans for a satellite office inside the mall as part of the broader crime reduction strategy. It's been a year since Howard County announced that, and yet that satellite office or precinct has not yet opened, leaving some residents and shoppers kind of watching and waiting and to see when and if this promise will be delivered on.
I think it's a good thing you have to respond to what's happening.
Well, you'd like to think government is responsive and that they can mobilize rapidly to keep people safer.
Now, you would think. Police announced the satellite office in April of last year, saying it was intended to combat crime and enhance community safety. At the time, Howard County Police said the office would open in the coming months. The office is to be located in the mall storefront near Nordstrom's, right across from Books a Million. And some shoppers said they support the idea, but they were concerned a little bit about the delay.
Not really concerning, because they've had more of a presence here since then. So to me, it's the stepwise to put in an office here. So they haven't ignored it. It's just taking longer, and I don't know the infrastructure and how they do stuff.
I mean, I don't know why there was such a long delay, because typically there's space that could be probably changed from a retail store to a precinct, so hopefully they could get it going.
Howard County Police are not giving interviews on this issue, but they did issue a statement saying a ribbon-cutting and media event will be in the near future. This planned mall office, you might remember July of 2024, 17-year-old Angelo Martin shot and killed in the mall food court. And, well, that was a targeted shooting. Police said the suspect, 17-year-old William Marshall, was arrested and charged in the killing. He's expected to be sentenced next week. After that shooting, of course, there was another shooting just a couple of, actually 2 years ago, I think it was, before that 2024, it was in 2022, where there was another person that was shot. So there have been a couple of deadly shootings at Columbia Mall. Here's the question that I have for you. And I do believe Howard County is going to open up a satellite office. Now, they also, I will tell you this, because I go out to Columbia Mall a lot, they have increased patrols there. There is a police presence in the mall, walking the mall and around the mall. So there's a much more of a police presence there than there is at Towson Town Center. And so the question is, should Baltimore County do the same? Should Baltimore County have a precinct or satellite office at Towson Town Center, because they're hemorrhaging? Businesses are leaving. Shoppers are afraid to go there. There have been carjackings in the Towson Town Center parking garage and elsewhere. And so, you know, there once was a day where you could go to the mall, you could shop leisurely, you could have fun, not worry about anything. Those days are long gone. And my question is, would you feel safer if there was a police precinct in Columbia Mall, in Towson Town Center as well?
I think it's not a bad idea. As someone who's worked in a mall and also regularly goes to the mall, especially the known problems. I mean, my experience has been Town Mall, Westminster, where it's just sleepy and dark. So thankfully, we do not have the problems that Towson Town Center and Columbia have. But yeah, I regularly go to both of those malls. I order things online and then I'm too cheap to mail them back, because then I lose $9.99 in my shipping and handling. So I go back. But the mall cops, their hands are tied. I mean, it's nice to have a presence, but mall cops just can't do anything. They're not allowed to be armed. You know, there's not really the level of, you know, what you would see in a police officer as far as physical fitness. So, you know, they just can't do anything. And I think if the malls have certain problems where there's a big population area and a known crime, I think that's not a bad idea.
I think
they could be quicker, closer.
Exactly. And that may not stop the problems outside the mall, but certainly inside the mall.
At least they're there.
It would give you a feeling, a sense of security and safety. Get your thoughts on that. Is it time for a Baltimore County police precinct inside Towson Town Center? Call us, let us know. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Coming up next, we'll talk with Baltimore Sun reporter Mena Ibrahim about a number of issues coming out of Annapolis and the Key Bridge as well. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump-Xi summit is history. President Trump now on his way back home from China.
President Donald Trump left Beijing Friday following a final meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
This has been an incredible visit. I think a lot of good has come of it. We've made some fantastic trade deals, great for both countries.
This is the final
She described the 2 days of meetings as historic and landmark. Before their closed-door lunch, she gave Trump a tour of Zhongnanhai, the former Imperial Gardens, which is now the seat of power. Trump says she told him that China wants to help negotiate an end to the Iran war and a reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. And he says she assured him that China would not provide Iran with military equipment. I'm Donna Warder.
The president says he has not yet decided whether a major U.S. arms sale to Taiwan can go through. China staunchly opposes the transaction and has made its feelings known in no uncertain terms. And while global attention focuses on the U.S.-China summit, Russia steps up its assault on its neighbor.
Ukraine's President Zelensky said that a Russian missile attack on a Kyiv apartment building the previous day has killed 24 people. That includes 3 teenagers.
Correspondent Samia Kulab. CIA Director John Ratcliffe has visited Cuba. State media reports high-level Cuban government officials held talks with Ratcliffe, trying to assure him that Cuba poses no security threat to the United States. The communist island suffers a severe energy crisis in the midst of a U.S. blockade. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 303 points. NASDAQ futures 383 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare has proven you can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Good morning. It's 8:03. Here's the latest from Chuck Whitaker and traffic and weather on the threes.
895 still has some brake lights, but it's improved a little bit here after O'Donnell Street. So it's a less than a 5 minute delay. It's just a little bit slow from there going into the tunnel. 95 next door. We can see that in the distance, and all the lanes are open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The junction downtown at Camden Yards, the lane's clear. 95 Russell Street, 395 the Sky Ramp from 95 north coming into the convention center. All the lanes are open. Pretty typical ride. Not bad for a Friday morning on the Beltway. JFX are still good there from Ruxton Road coming south through the city-county line. There's a new wreck outside of Aberdeen between there and Churchville. It's on Churchville Road on Route 22. It looks to be about a mile west of the bridge at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a brighter day ahead of us, mostly sunny, little breezy and milder with temperatures in the low 70s, partly cloudy tonight with lows back in the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
54 in White Marsh, 58 in Joppatown. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore County Police are investigating a Thursday afternoon murder in Catonsville. Officers were called to a home in the unit block of Hillside Road at around 3 p.m. where they found a woman dead from an apparent gunshot wound. Detectives say while the investigation remains active and ongoing, there does not appear to be any ongoing threat to the community. There's no word on the circumstances that led to the shooting. And a shooting in Owings Mills has left a 16-year-old and a 19-year-old with life-threatening injuries. Baltimore County Police say the shooting happened in the 4800 block of Simmons Drive at around 6:30 Thursday evening. Both of the victims were taken to hospitals for treatment. Police have not released any information on a suspect, and the investigation remains ongoing. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 571, the pick four 4283. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Are you sick of prices constantly rising, especially on some of our basic health essentials? You're not alone, and Rescue's doing something about it. This Memorial Month, Rescue Natural Supplements is featuring huge rollback prices on all of their products, from cholesterol and metabolic support to their best-selling high-intensity omega-3s. What's more, you can actually stack your savings. When you buy two or more bottles, you get bonus bottles for free. Go to res-q.com to shop these deals. Stock up on your favorites or try something new that fits your health goals. Rescue products are meticulously crafted, rigorously tested, and rooted in the belief that wellness should be personal, effective, and grounded in science. So what are you waiting for? Stack your savings with major rollback prices on top of Memorial Month deals site-wide. Shop today at res-q.com or call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Now's the best time to put your health first and start feeling better. Just go to res-q.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. The O's trying to stack some wins together. They start a three-game set in D.C. tonight at 6:45 with Shane Boz on the hill for Baltimore. Manager Albanez was asked on Wednesday how much fun was it to beat the Yanks in Camden Yards 2 out of 3.
Yeah, it's just fun to win the series, period. You know, I think it's... this might sound redundant, but... don't we look at the past? We got to stay in the present, day one mentality. And
on a sidebar here, Baltimore had been 0-9 against left-handed starters before the series against New York, but then went 2-0 in that series, including beating Max Fried in Game 3. 2 weeks after, Cherie DeVoe became the first woman to train a Kentucky Derby winner with Golden Tempo. Maryland trainer Brittany Russell has a chance to complete the Triple Crown sweep for female trainers when she saddles Taj Mahal in the 151st running of the Preakness tomorrow. Now, Laura Park is the Russell's home track, and with husband Sheldon riding Taj Mahal, the pair could be the first married couple, at least as trainer and jockey, to win a Triple Crown race. And a sidebar, Jenna Antonucci won the 2023 Belmont training Arcangelo. Coming up in 30 minutes, the NFL schedule is out. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to Casey and Company, and it is Friday morning time once again to team up with our partners here at the Baltimore Sun. Mena Ibrahim is a Sun paper reporter, joins us on our newsmaker hotline. Mena, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me, Sean.
You know, it's been a busy couple of weeks regarding the Key Bridge. We have had the contractor that was canned, and obviously now we have criminal charges, and we have settlements. You know, what's the latest on the Key Bridge situation?
Yeah, totally. It's been a really busy 2 weeks. The latest, essentially, is that indictment, and so Maryland has it reached a $2.25 billion settlement with the owner and the operator of the cargo ship, Dolly, closed a major chapter in the legal fight over the collapse of the Key Bridge, and also the indictment has happened. So federal prosecutors charged two companies and one individual. They charged Synergy Marine Group and Synergy Maritime, and then one employee that was connected with the collapse. So that's kind of where we're at with the Key Bridge, just dealing with another open investigation, and reaching that settlement has been a pretty big deal these past 2 weeks.
Yeah, and we read that the South Korean company that built the ship is looking to extract themselves from litigation. Mm-hmm. And they're saying they delivered the ship, it was fine, there was no wiring issues, et cetera. So that is purely just a move, I guess, to get themselves out of the lawsuit?
Yeah. It seems like it's been a pretty messy ordeal, but as a Baltimore Sun, we only know as much as we know so far, so it's unclear what they'll decide to do ultimately, but yeah.
Do you, in your reporting, is this going to delay even further the beginning of construction of the bridge or replacing the bridge? Because right now we're looking at costs, and one estimate was $9 billion now we're looking at 2030, 2031. Is there anything new on that?
Yeah, so it doesn't seem like we'll see a ton of delays associated with the indictment, but we might see some delays with changing the contractor. So 2 weeks ago, the Maryland rebuild plan kind of hit this major setback when officials abruptly canceled a key construction contract because it seemed like it was going to take significantly longer than they had expected and cost significantly longer than they had expected. And so we're kind of now seeing this shuffle trying to get a new contractor in this critical second phase. So we might see some delays, but it seems like political analysts have said that this is ultimately maybe the right decision, just because if it was going to far exceed the cost that they had expected, it's better to get rid of that contractor, find a new one now, than to deal with the costs that would have fallen on the state and taxpayers later.
This week, controversy over a video made by delegates Fisher and Chisholm regarding Delegate Wu and their podcast. And I think Speaker Peña Melnick was calling it racist, asking them to apologize. Neither one has apologized so far. And the other question is, has anybody followed up and looked at the allegations that they made in this podcast? And they were first reported by the Washington Examiner, I think, last year.
Yeah, the Baltimore Sun has kind of dug into this podcast episode and asked around folks for their commentary and what they might think. And so kind of to give more context to that situation, delegates Mark Fisher and Brian Chisholm, they had referred to Delegate Chao Wu as kind of referring to him as making allegations that he's part of the Chinese Communist Party and acting as a spy without any evidence, seemingly calling him some derogatory terms that would be used for folks working in that party. Like you said, the House Speaker has come out and kind of denounced their remarks on that podcast from last month. Delegate Wu has also come out and just kind of said that he's deeply disappointed and embarrassed by what is going on. But it, like you said, it kind of seems like they've not apologized or doubled down and said that Democrats are kind of focused on taking care of, or policing language rather than making things more affordable for Marylanders. And it seems like policy analysts and political experts are saying that this is kind of just the direction that both parties are moving in, where language, inflammatory language, has kind of become the norm. So it doesn't seem like there will be an apology coming at this point in time, because it's not something that people expect anymore, nor is it something that they necessarily seemingly feel remorse for. That's where we're at.
Okay, Matt, hang on more with her. We'll get to Governor Moore here in just a second. A lot of bills were signed coming out of this session. 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. With the update now, here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, that backup on 895 now is pretty much clearing. It's a lot better than it was 10 minutes ago at O'Donnell Street southbound. Still some heavy traffic going into the tunnel, but with all the lanes clear, I've not really seen any big problems on the northbound side of 895. And even now, just looking at it live above the toll plaza at Child Street, all the lanes are open. 95 through the Fort McHenry Tunnel is good. There are some slow pockets on the Beltway. That's all it is. No incidents right now. State police are saying all the lanes are clear. A little busy on the Parkville side through Green Spring and on the west side. A couple of areas that are a little bit slow anywhere between Liberty Road and Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine, slight breeze, mild, low 70s today, then the big heat up this weekend into the 80s and upper 80s by Sunday. Right now, cloudy, 53 in Ocean City, 53 in downtown Baltimore. Our newsmaker hotline is Baltimore Sun reporter Mena Ibrahim. And a lot of bill signings over the last couple of weeks, and I think one of the most significant ones this week, Mena, is the Utility Relief Act, which has been somewhat controversial in that obviously the legislature felt they had to do something, but how much relief are ratepayers actually going to get in this legislation?
Yeah, so the governor signed this emergency utility relief package on Tuesday. It takes effect immediately because it's an emergency bill. And in terms of tangible relief, it seems like Maryland taxpayers will be receiving at least $150 in annual bill reduction. So that's about $12.25 a month knocked off of their bill. There's also, it seems like, in this bill, a sliding scale. And so low-income Marylanders could get back up to $1,400, but the criteria for that is still unclear, and we're still unsure if it will totally make a difference. It seems like House and Senate Republicans are weary of whether or not this will really reverse anything or provide actual relief for Marylanders, and so we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, the other thing is, did they do anything in this bill that addresses in the short term how we're going to get more energy, or even in the long term for that matter? Because I know there's been a lot of discussion of clean energy, new energy, but we're still importing 40% of our energy from Pennsylvania. Anything in this bill that helps us in either the short term or long term?
Yeah, so it seems like Democrats have kind of maintained that this bill increases in-state generation, or at least builds infrastructure, like starts the process of building infrastructure that would make it so in-house generation is something that is feasible in Maryland. But the GOP has still criticized the bill for not doing enough. It still highly relies on clean energy and green energy, even though it rolls back some of those Empower goals and some of that funding that would have otherwise gone to clean energy and now put in in-state generation. It a little bit goes into things like nuclear and other forms of energy that are easier to create in-state that would give us more energy, but it does seem like folks don't seem to think it's enough.
Yeah, Mena, you wrote a piece earlier in the week regarding the governor touting that he's added now more than 55,000 new businesses in the state of Maryland. But you said the federal data shows a little bit of a mixed picture. Can you clarify that for us?
Yeah, totally. So at a conference earlier last week, the governor said that 55,000 new businesses and 85 foreign companies have come to Maryland since his administration took over, and he's right. 80 foreign businesses, looking at federal data, 80 foreign businesses have come to Maryland. 60,000 new businesses have been started in Maryland. But when you look at the bigger picture, the figure that he's touting doesn't account for businesses that have remained in Maryland or still operating or have since closed. And so when you look at things from a larger lens, there have been 99,000 businesses that have been opened since the start of his administration and 98,000 closures, which gives us a net increase of about 1,150 establishments over the span of that 33 months. So while the figure he was going around saying is accurate, it doesn't paint the full picture of the scope of new businesses or business growth in Maryland. So it's really important to look at those additional figures when we're talking about things like this.
Very good. Mena Ibrahim, Baltimore Sun reporter, thanks for joining us here this Friday, and have a great weekend.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Sean. You too.
All right. And don't forget, you can subscribe to the Baltimore Sun at BaltimoreSun.com. It's coming up on 820. You're listening to Casey and Company. And once again, we're joined by Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, Sean. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Indeed. It's a Preakness weekend. So.
Oh, yeah.
I thought this might be a good time to talk about your guaranteed sale program, since we're at that time of year when timing could be critical to certain home sellers.
Yeah, you're right, Sean. You know, this time of year, most home sellers want to get the home sold sooner than later. We were talking last week about how some of the folks that we're meeting with right now, they're focused on getting the home sold either by the end of June or by July. So two main ways to do this, right? So there's one is to sell to an investor, and the other is to sell to a buyer who's going to live in the property but have a guaranteed closing date.
Wow, the investor option is easy, but I would imagine that most home sellers don't want to leave any money on the table at all.
Yeah, and that, Sean, is where our guaranteed sale program works really well. They get the benefit of an offer at 100% or more of market value, and if for some reason the home doesn't sell, we'll step in and buy it on the closing date that they pick at a price that they agree to.
Well, that's the best of both worlds. They get the ability to sell to one of your buyers for top dollar, and if for some reason it doesn't sell, you step in and buy it. So does that mean that you're going to give them some type of lowball offer?
Sean, the price that we offer depends on fair market value, and we'll pay more if they're buying another home from us. So what this means for the home sellers is that they can be assured to be able to sell at their price within their time frame in order to move on to whatever the next step is.
That's always a big question mark. And to me, Vinny, it seems like a great alternative to giving away your hard-earned equity to an investor.
Yeah, we are the only company in the area, Sean, that provides direct cash offers, as well as an offer from somebody who will live in the home, so the seller can choose which works best for them. So if you'd like multiple options to consider, you can call or text me today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Great. Enjoy the Preakness, Vinny. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right. Thanks, Sean. We'll see you.
All right. Have a good one. Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed. Realty, 410-709-7515. Or you can visit VinnySteele.com in order to get some more information there. It's 822, 22 minutes after the hour. You can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. A lot of folks weighing in via text this morning, so I'll read some of those for you on a number of issues that we have brought up here in the last hour or so. Phil says, regarding Towson Town Center, it wouldn't make a difference. The Towson headquarters is 5 minutes away, and they still don't do a damn thing. Michael says, Towson Town Mall is too dangerous to put a precinct in there. Jeez. Let's see. This is John. He says, now's the time for all men and women of good character should drop their memberships in Planet Fitness and step back to see the effect. Money speaks louder than supposed embrace of inclusiveness, and company policy will quickly change. Good thought there. Firefighter John says, I belong to the local Y of Central Maryland. I can tell you, if I found a man in the female locker room with my daughters in there trying to shower or change, I'm probably going to get arrested. Yeah, that's a good point. 823 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Look, just a little bit of a slowdown here. I was checking this on the inner loop coming up from 795 and Liberty Road. Not too bad there, but that one area where there's the construction and there's not much of a shoulder available was a little bit slow, and now it's picking up speed again on the inner loop above Security Boulevard. So go back and revisit that. But for right now, looks like it is improving. The rest of the Beltway now is beginning to settle down. We're still a bit slow going south into the Old Harbor Tunnel. Just some brake lights between O'Donnell Street and the Tube southbound on 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine, slight breeze, mild, high in the low 70s. Today, overnight temps in the low 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the low 80s. And Sunday will be in the upper 80s, so more summer-like weather coming up shortly here today. And right now, we're looking at, just get through today, and it's going to be pretty nice once this cloud cover, leaves the area, which are keeping temperatures a little bit cool right now. It is cloudy and 54 in Glen Burnie. And it is 51 in Forest Hill. 8:24, 24 minutes after the hour. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Governor Moore and his he's doubling down on redistricting. It's deja vu all over again, as Yogi Berra used to say. And that coming up just a second. But Ed Hale Sr., who is running for governor. By the way, next week, I think on the 19th, we have Dan Cox, who's going to be in studio for a full hour. Ed Hale will be here for a full hour interview on Casey and Company on the 27th of this month. And then on the 29th, John Myrick will join us for a full in-studio hour as well. Again. All right. It is time once again for, again, as we do each and every day, to our birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. Time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality. On this day, May 15th, 1765, the Parliament of England passing the Quartering Act, outlining the locations and conditions in which British soldiers are to find room and board in the American colonies. This act required the colonies to house British soldiers in barracks provided by the colonies. If the barracks were too small to house all the soldiers, then localities were to accommodate the soldiers in local inns, livery stables, ale houses, and including houses of the sellers of wine. And at the very worst case scenario was that private homes would be required to take in the British soldiers, although that rarely happened. It was a great insult, as you might imagine, to the people of the colonies. And first, as New York was the first to rebuff and rebel, the New York governor managed to convince Parliament that the Assembly had complied in Massachusetts. But in Massachusetts, things got ugly. And again, most of the soldiers were in public places, not in private homes. But within these constraints, their only option was to pitch tents in the Boston Common. The soldiers there, living check by jowl with riled patriots, were soon involved in street brawls, which then led to the Boston Massacre of 1770, during which not only five rock-throwing colonial rioters were killed, but any residual trust between Bostonians and the resident redcoats were destroyed. That breach would never be healed in the New England port city, and the British soldiers stayed in Boston until George Washington drove them out in the Continental Army of 1776. Just one of the many intolerable acts that King George, the tyrant, thrust upon the colonists and then a fledgling young United States of America. That's a look at America 250.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
You know, when you or a loved one or a family member, colleague, coworker, whoever is involved in a serious accident resulting in serious injury, the first thing that we all hope is that they recover. They get better from their injuries. And that's exactly what they do at the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. They prioritize that recovery, and they make it very easy for you that you don't have to worry about the stress and the burden of the being, you know, battling and dealing with the insurance companies, finding doctors, medical bills. If your car's been totaled, they'll take care of that as well. It is a holistic approach that they take at the firm, one that has named them one of the top 10 law personal injury law firms in Maryland for the last decade or so. So hopefully you never need them, but guess what? They're there if you do. MAFlaw.com is the website, 410-363-6848, the local number, toll-free, 1-800-782-7203 for the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Time for news headlines, 8:30, and here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore's Code Red extreme heat season begins today and continues through September 15th. During the Code Red season, city agencies and partners will work to ensure that residents have access to cooling resources, critical information, and life-saving support. The city will declare Code Red extreme heat alerts when the heat index, the combination of air temperature and humidity, is expected to be greater than or equal to 105 degrees. Brandon Scott says the city is especially focused on its most vulnerable residents, including older adults, young people, those experiencing homelessness, and outdoor workers. Last summer, there were 8 heat-related deaths in the city. And the Preakness Week festivities continue today with Black Eyed Susan Day at Laurel Park. While the excitement is building for tomorrow's second jewel of the Triple Crown, there's a full slate of racing at the track leading up to the 102nd running of the Black Eyed Susan Stakes for 3-year-old fillies. Post time for the first race is 11:30 this morning, with the Black Eyed Susan Stakes set for 5:44 p.m. And Westmore is celebrating the release of the 2025 Education Scorecard. According to researchers at Harvard University, Stanford University, and Dartmouth, Maryland ranks third in the nation for student growth in reading, and fifth for student growth in math between 2022 and 2025. The governor says Maryland students, educators, and families have demonstrated incredible resilience, and the data proves the state is leading the national comeback in public education. Moore says while there is progress, the work is not finished. He says the state will continue to invest in its schools, work to close the teacher shortage, and continue to ensure that Maryland delivers on its promise to have the best public schools in the country. 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now. 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
It's 8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Could be a little leftover slowing on I-97 southbound heading towards Annapolis, but it looks like it's starting to get better now, moving south around the ramp at Route 32. And we don't see any late problems now around the area at the Bay Bridge and for the traffic over to the Severn River Bridge on the westbound side. BW Parkway has improved. Capitol Beltway a little bit slow yet on the outer loop in Montgomery County, but looks like a good late trip for the inner loop moving around eventually to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a brighter day ahead of us, mostly sunny, little breezy and milder with temperatures in the low 70s, partly cloudy tonight with lows back in the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And sports at 8:35 is brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. Three games, speaking of that, in 11 days. Tough enough to do once in a season, but a close look at the Ravens' schedule has the league asking the Ravens to do it twice. Instance number one, October 25th through November 5. It's a Sunday, Sunday, Thursday. Bengals at Bills, and then the Jags at home. And then again, December 20th through the 31st, another Sunday, Sunday, Thursday at Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and then at Cincinnati on New Year's Eve night. Baltimore with eight total home games this year in the regular season. Nine will be on the road. Baseball tonight in D.C., the Nats and O's at 6:45 with Shane Baz taking the hill for Baltimore on the heels of Kyle Bradish's stellar performance against the Yanks. Six innings of one-hit shutout baseball on Wednesday night thrown against New York. Manager Albanez was asked if that kind of performance could have a spillover effect to other members of the staff.
Yeah, I think so. I think when you're in the clubhouse, when you're grinding with your guys, and you see how hard they work and they're making adjustments and you see it come to fruition and out in front of you live, yeah, I would think it would merit, you know, some of our guys to keep pushing through. They already have.
Baz has not fared well in his last two outings, both losses to the A's and the Yanks, pitching to an 8.71 ERA over 10 and a third innings. The middle jewel of horse racing's Triple Crown set for tomorrow, talking about the 151st running of the Preakness, of course, but not before Black Eyed Susan Day today at Laurel. Bracken Papa, Jumping the Gun, and My Miss Mo are the top three choices on Horse Racing Nation's morning line. Birthdays today, a bevy of Hall of Famers headlining the fair. Former Royals third baseman George Brett turned 73 years old today. Still looks great. Cowboys Hall of Fame running back and the NFL's all-time leading rusher with 18,355 yards. Emmitt Smith turns 57. And then back home, Ravens legend Ray Lewis celebrating birthday number 51. We're Carol Dance, of course, and that was the last dance at Rays' final home game in the 2013 playoffs. On this day in baseball history, we take you back, what, 108 years, 1918, one of the most amazing baseball games ever played as the Washington Senators beat the White Sox 1-0 at the old Griffith Stadium in D.C. The game went 18 innings. Walter Johnson had the start for the Senators, Lefty Williams for the White Sox. Both threw all 18 innings for complete games. There were no errors, and the game took 2 hours and 47 minutes to play 18 innings 108 years ago today. The time now is 8:37 when we return a not-so-spectacular Preakness weekend.
Gary Stein here. You know I live for the game, and I found my new favorite spot. It's the Game Room at Yorktown Social. A massive 100-inch screen, wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a professional podcast booth.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Great bar menu, craft beers, and cocktails. Then take it outside to their beautiful courtyard. It's 5 concepts, 1 destination, and one of the best sports bar experiences around, all at Yorktown Social. I highly recommend it. Check out their website, yorktownsocial.com.
Sean, I know it's only for 1 year. I'm hoping that it comes back to Baltimore, obviously, at Pimlico. But there's just no juice this year at all for me in terms
of
buzz,
greatness. No excitement.
Nothing.
But I always love horse racing. It's always,
yeah.
You know.
I mean, once the race begins and it's 2 minutes of glory, okay, I get that. But I just, there's nothing, no anticipation at all.
Yeah, well, it's a temporary situation.
I certainly hope so. Yeah. But, I mean, you know, can Baltimore come back? I mean, can it be a horse racing capital of the East Coast like it once was?
I know. We're talking with Mackenzie Frost about that yesterday, and you know, the $400 million to rebuild Pimlico, the $100 million to redo Laurel as a training center, and you know, is this going to mean gentrification for Park Heights? Is it going to for that entire neighborhood? Are people going to, you know, kind of be pushed out? Will people come if you build it? Will they come?
Yeah,
to Old Hilltop again, or the new Hilltop, as we should say.
There's going to be a big social change there, one way or the other, and I just don't know which way it's going to pan out.
Who do you like in the race this week?
You know, I'm going to go with Taj Mahal.
Mahal's a good one.
Yeah, because of the local connection. Obviously, we were talking about
three career wins all at Laurel.
Yep, exactly, and that's their home track.
And I think a female trainer, right?
The female trainer we talked about at Russell, and her husband is the jockey, which is a great story. I love a great story, so I'm going to go with Taj Mahal.
Taj Mahal. I think Selly. Watch out for Selly. Selly was a 70-1 long shot in the Derby. Finished third.
Gotcha.
And going at the shorter track, you know, we'll see what happens.
So, will you make a friendly wager?
What do you mean, between you and me, or
no, between you and the house?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely, there'll be a friendly wager.
There you go. You
know, I know a lot of people like Iron Honor, and it's had 9-2. It's a favorite, but you know, I like to go with a little bit better odds.
So, okay, there you go. I mean, look. If you're going to take the plunge, you might as well plunge.
Exactly. You might as well go all the way in. Gary, have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
We will see you on Monday morning at 8:39. So the redistricting battle heating up. All across this country, and we have the latest. This is from Associated Propagandists over at AP. They have a piece out where they are estimating that, here's the headline, Republicans have gained an edge in U.S. House redistricting battle. What states are taking action? And you go and you look through it. So it looks to be worst-case scenario, Republicans pick up 6 seats. Best-case scenario, AP says, 14 seats. That would be incredible. I'm going to say conservatively, they could get 10 seats, and that's what they needed to get going in. It didn't look good for a while, but with the Supreme Court decision on the Calais decision out of Louisiana, eliminating Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, meaning you can't racially gerrymander anymore, big news. The Virginia Supreme Court nullifying that those 4 seat pickup in Virginia is huge. And now we're seeing all these southern states like Florida and Louisiana, Alabama, South Carolina, Tennessee, et cetera, all redistricting. So it's pretty good news. And that is frustrating Governor Tax and Spend Moore, who sat down with Politico, and he says Maryland still should be, he's not giving up the redistricting fight, and he still is holding it against Dollar Bill Ferguson.
You know, I talk with him often, and we still work very closely on a collection of different issues. But where I am before with him on this is where I've always been. We don't have a choice but to act, particularly when we're watching the greatest assault on black voter representation around the country that we have seen in generations. that we are watching a president try to manipulate and change the rules in the middle of the game. And so I would urge him and his colleagues to be able to take this moment seriously.
Yeah, so again, he and Ferguson, remember, he had Ferguson going over there begging for the endorsement of Governor Moore. I think he could win without it, but yeah, again, this would be nice, I suppose, if you're a Democrat, to have everybody on the same page. But Governor Moore was asked, will he endorse Dollar Bill?
I think he really knows how much I need for the Senate to take seriously this moment. Because when the civil rights movement happened, we saw how they were basically saying that we were intentionally disenfranchising people because of the color of their skin.
Right.
That we had entire jurisdictions and entire places in not just, you know, the South, but primarily in the South, where you had people who did not count, essentially.
Right.
And the Voting Rights Act was passed in order to make sure that if we were really going to be a representative democracy, then that needed to mean that your democracy needed to be representative.
Yeah.
And that has now been struck down.
Not really. It hasn't been struck down. It's been reinforced. And let me tell you the reason why. When he's talking about the South and the Democrat or black votes being disenfranchised, he's right about that. But they were disenfranchised by the Democrat Party with the enforcement wing of the party, the Ku Klux Klan, as well as the Jim Crow laws, all coming out of the poll taxes, were all done by Democrats. And Dixiecrats in the South. So the Supreme Court says you don't enfranchise one race at the expense of another. So, again, they've said you can't racially gerrymander. I'd love to see a decision. It probably will come down at some point about the tribal identity politics of gerrymandering by party, which we've seen now happen in Maine, which is probably going to happen in the South, or New England with the Democrats, and probably going to happen in the South with the Republicans. So that might be the next step. But this year is looking a heck of a lot better than it did at the beginning of this battle when Texas all started it at the beginning of the year and last year as well. All right, it's 8:43. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update now with Lugnuts Johnson.
Looking live at 95, Russell Street, 395, the interchange there right at Camden Yards, and everybody's good. Sky ramp is clear. 95 looks good south towards the Beltway, coming inbound from the Beltway, and even the ramp from I-95 to 295 south onto the BW Parkway. No problems there. JFX, you're good. Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. City police say they have a new minor accident on the northwest side. Busy intersection at Liberty Heights Avenue at Druid Park Drive. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast: sunshine today, slight breeze and mild with low 70s today. We got to get out of this cloud cover and start getting these temperatures up. Tomorrow, sunny, low 80s. Sunday, sunshine, upper 80s. Right now, cloudy, 54 in Dundalk, 55 in Millersville. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Feel Good News brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. The country singer Eric Church was invited to be the commencement speaker at the University of North Carolina. And he gave a very different speech, but one that had great meaning. He sat up there, brought his guitar, his six-string guitar, and, of course, he had a special message, a very thoughtful commencement address for the graduates at North Carolina. Here's part of it.
Six strings of life and willingness to keep them in tune. Six principles, six pillars. When all six are in tune with each other, the chord your life makes is full and resonant and true. All six will drift in their own time, in their own season. Your faith will go quiet when you need it loud. Your family will get complicated in a way only the people who love you most can complicate things. And your world will try to sand down the edges of exactly who you are. This is not failure. It's the inevitable, universal experience of living in an imperfect world that doesn't stop to let us tune up. And the difference between a life that sounds like music and a life that sounds like noise is whether you stop and listen. Whether you're honest enough to hear which string has drifted out of tune and humble enough to make the adjustment instead of just turning up the volume and hoping nobody notices. Trust what your heart hears and is telling you about your song. So graduates, now I encourage you to take your six strings, make it something worth hearing, play your song, as I leave you with mine.
Great. You still had about 11 to 12 minutes, the whole thing, but he really was a really good message by Eric Church. And it's brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. I got some great news. Town Appliance is getting summer ready as they're firing up the biggest deals of the season. Welcome to the Memorial Day Savings Event, where the top brands you trust have top savings you want. Like GE Cafe and Monogram with 70 other trusted brands, this is going to be the fun event you don't want to miss. Whether you need a kitchen upgrade or any other appliances, take my word, you'll be happy you went to Town Appliance. Also, check out their website at townappliance.com.
All right, Kamala Harris is back in the news again, desperately trying to hang on to some semblance of, you know, being relevant in this whole Democrat presidential process, which is nothing Democratic about it at all. AOC, as we reported earlier in the week, is the number one, followed by Pete Buttigieg, then Gavin Newsom. Kamala's way down the list. But she's come up, she wants to hold this conference called the No Bad Ideas Conference that the Democrats are going to hold. And listen to what she says. Everything is on the table with this No Bad Ideas Conference.
Say, look, this is a moment where there are no bad ideas. No bad idea brainstorm is what I'd like to call it. And in that no bad ideas brainstorm, we talk about what we need to do and think about doing around the Electoral College. We talk about the idea of Supreme Court reform, which includes expanding the Supreme Court. We invite a conversation about multi-members districts. We talk about, look, that if we win the Senate, which we should and we will, then the Senate Judiciary Committee should have rules that they put in place so when these people come before as nominees to the Supreme Court and lie, that they are held to account and consequence, not just that somebody goes on cable news and says they lied, but that there are rules in place to actually penalize people for lying to a Senate Judiciary Committee. That we agree that it is right to have ethics rules for Supreme Court justices. And let's put those in place. Let's talk about statehood for Puerto Rico and D.C. These are the things I think that we've got to do. We've got to neutralize these red states from cheating, including blue states expanding their maps. And all of this, I think, is look, we got to fight fire with fire. These folks are playing to win. We got to play to win, too.
All right, so just in about a minute and a half, you got the Democrat laundry list of wishes there. You've got, they want to abolish the Electoral College completely and leave it all to the popular vote, thus making sure that the both East and West Coast control the presidential elections for the foreseeable future. You have the packing of the Supreme Court, because they don't like this Supreme Court, even though a lot of times they rule against Trump. So from 9 justices, you know, we've heard 13 to 17 justices there. We also heard they want statehood for Puerto Rico and D.C. That would mean 4 more senators, all left-wing lunatics in the United States Senate. And they talk about blue states expanding the map. Well, they can't much more they can do in New England. They've already expanded their map there, where you have, I think, 7 different or 6 states, whatever it is, in New England, all represented by Democrats. Not a single Republican representative in all of New England. Now the Republicans are pretty much trying to do the same in the South after the Voting Rights Act. So that is the radical left-wing agenda. That is why we need the Save America Act. That's why we need to kill the filibuster. And that's why we need to get out and vote in this midterm, even though President Trump's not on the ballot, because his policies are and the future of the country is at stake as well. It's 8:50. I want to tell you about our good friends at Audiology Associates. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle, empathetic approach to all of your hearing issues, whether it comes from just having an earwax issue or maybe something else going on with your ear. You may want to make sure to take care of your hearing, because hearing loss, especially as we age, can lead to, new study out says, can lead to early dementia. So you want to make sure that you get the hearing tested and checked out by the certified audiologist at Audiology Associates. Over 10 locations to serve you throughout the Baltimore Metro. They helped my wife just a couple of years ago with one of her hearing issues. they'll help you as well. And they really know what they're doing. They've been around a long time. And I would encourage you highly to make an appointment today. Get that hearing tested like you go for your annual physical, like you go for your vision test. Get that hearing test done as well. So at least you have a benchmark level to compare to for the future. 410-944-3100 is their number. 410-944-3100. And you can go online at AAIAudiology.com.
The American Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The American Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling, silver, and U.S. coins. The American Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334. License 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Still to come on the program, a federal judge. You'd think by now the MS-13 Maryland man saga would be over. It continues. It just drags on and on. And Ed Hale Sr. has a money-making proposal for the governor's mansion. A lot of people think he's joking, but he's not. And we'll tell you what that proposal is coming up in just a second here on Casey and Company, 853. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update with the king of all traffic. Last one of the day and the week. Here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
There's some slowing on the Beltway for coming down the hill from Frederick Road. And I think I just figured out what it is. And it looks like two geese. Oh, and their babies. Two geese and their babies walking on the outer loop on the shoulder at Wilkins Avenue. So they're trying to figure out what to do here. They're like five little babies and mommy and daddy geese.
So they need to put up some signs, you know, like geese crossing, like they do for the deer.
Yeah.
Because deer know exactly where to cross when they see those signs.
I don't know what they're going to do here because if they spook them, they're going to get out in the roadway. So the trooper's just walking along with them. He's in the right lane. State Highway truck is with him. So take it easy if you're coming down the hill. There's four little babies, five little babies, and mommy and daddy walking on the right shoulder on the outer loop at Wilkins Avenue. At Arundel County, looks like there may be a late wreck at Route 175 at Route 32. A wild goose for the end of the rush hour.
Yeah, the motorists are describing it as a flocking mess.
I'll say have a good weekend. And I'll do the thinning around here, Baba Louie.
Thank you so much, Spark Plug.
All right, McGraw.
Have a great weekend. Enjoy the Preakness. We'll see you Monday.
All right, man. See you. Bye-bye.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, eventually. Some light breeze and mild low 70s for the high. In Stevensville, it's windy right now, 55. Downtown Baltimore, partly cloudy and 55. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We're doing fine. Thank you.
Great. I was just listening as you were playing that Kamala Harris clip.
Isn't that something? That's the agenda. That's the wish list here.
But as soon as I heard it, because you heard her voice, right? She's like, we got to fight fire with fire. Because there were a lot of Southerners on that call.
Right.
So she was like doing the whole code switch thing, and now she's Southern.
That's like the Hillary Clinton hot sauce moment.
Yes. I don't know why they keep doing this. Anyways.
How is that not cultural appropriation?
It really is. AOC has done it. The guy in Tennessee... Right? Justin Pearson.
He does it all the time. And they're all over Delegate Chisholm and Mark Fisher over, you know, the Asian accent or whatever. But they ignore stuff when Kamala does it.
They do it all the time. Great point there. Of course, we're going to talk about a lot of local news. We do have a special guest at 10 o'clock, retired Lieutenant Colonel Scott Willens. I know you know Scott.
Oh, yeah. No, Scott, well.
Did you know he's singing the anthem?
I heard he's doing the Preakness anthem.
Yes. So he'll join us at 10 o'clock. We'll talk about it. I'm so excited for him. And I also want to talk to him about, you know, what he thinks is going to happen this weekend as far as, because I know there weren't a lot of tickets. Obviously, there's not a lot of seats there in Laurel. But I just wonder on his thoughts if he talks to people there about possibly pushing the Preakness back date-wise? Because this is always a conversation when you don't have the winner of the Kentucky Derby showing up to the Preakness. And I know people are discussing it. But I don't know. What are your thoughts? Do you think we should push it back?
I think, I do. I think it takes a little bit of the luster off the Triple Crown when the Kentucky Derby winner, this is what, 3 out of the last 5 years, they've completely skipped to go to the Belmont. So we need to restore the luster of the Preakness. One, we got to get it back to Pimlico. And,
And
to push it back another week. So give the horses a chance to rest. Because it's all about horse safety. I mean, you wonder how these other, like Secretariat and Seabiscuit and Man of War, how they all did it. But different now.
I guess the horses are softer now.
Apparently.
Kind of like the next generation we got coming up here. It's happening. It's an epidemic. Anyway, we'll talk about that. Also, the IG and Zibel coming. She has shot back at Mayor Scott and his comments and his proposal to put more parameters, I guess, over her head.
Did she Kelly Madigan's running up against the same roadblock in Howard County?
Yes, I saw that. So basically, Democrats don't want transparency. Even though it's on all of their platforms, that's not what they want.
No.
I mean, this is just ridiculous. Hopefully, voters are paying attention. So we'll talk about all that stuff. And then also, the blue crab. You know, we have 50% less blue crabs today than we did in 2010. And I'm so sad about this. We gotta make sure that we're breeding our crabs, Sean. This is what we're known for.
Yeah.
Okay? It's like, once we lose
blue crabs and horse racing.
Right. Yeah. And we're losing
them. And both are in trouble.
Yeah. We gotta talk about this. So all that more coming up next.
All right. We're gonna be stay tuned to Kim. Always informative and entertaining show right after the 9 o'clock news. So if you've heard enough of MS-13 Maryland man, think again. He's back. U.S. District Judge Paula Ginnis left in place 2 injunctions against the rearrest or detention of Maryland resident, Kilmar Abrego Garcia, an illegal alien. They say in the Baltimore Sun, come on, guys, you can do better than this. He's an illegal alien. He might reside in Maryland, but he's an illegal alien. So, again, how a judge can continue to deny the executive branch to do their job. If I'm the Trump administration, I'd say, okay, I'm taking this to the Supreme Court. Just running up there on an emergency basis. Get rid of this. This Obama-appointed judge down in Greenbelt she's ridiculous. So, Ed Hale, he's a single dude, and he's living in his own mansion, and he says he doesn't want to do that if he gets elected as governor of the state of Maryland. So he has an idea. He said, quote, I'm a single man that living in that mansion. I don't want to do that. To me, that should be turned into some kind of a revenue source. So he wants to turn the government house, which is right across from the state house, and that's the official residence of the governor. He says that he wants to turn it into a place where, you know, people can hold weddings and parties and other events and rent it out. Overnight, stays and the like. Unsure as to where the governor would go. So maybe if it's Governor Hale, I guess he'll have to find other accommodations. Now, the governor has to stay in Annapolis, but doesn't have to stay in government house. So I guess he's got alternative accommodation plans.
If he's okay with that, then I don't know why we should have a problem with it. Look, he's like Trump. He thinks outside the box. He clearly is trying to save the taxpayers' money. Isn't that what we want? Who cares? If he's fine with where he sleeps at night, why do we care? As long as he's doing the job and he's trying to save his money.
So maybe the government house and I'll be the government Airbnb.
I might stay there. I would like to spend the night there. I've never seen government house. I might like to.
He says, I'm not joking. People think I'm joking about it, and I don't know what to do because I don't know what the rules are. Well, he'll find out what the rules are, but I do like thinking outside the box. That's a good point. All right, have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday morning at 6 to discuss the Preakness. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680.